If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they could put 20, 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure.
You're a douchebag. I don't do well with douchebags.
When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative.
Thanks for nothing, ass face.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
Man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Dude, don't do that, dude. Ow, dude, stop that. Dude, ow. Dude, I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not fooling around. Dude, stop that, dude. Ow, dude, don't do that.
Sure would love to play a song right here. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know why we're not hearing
just
that.
Just sitting in the back of the room drinking coffee.
Sure seemed like there would have been an ideal time for you to hit that cue and start the song.
Yeah.
When it's finally time to have the song.
You want it now?
We don't have the song.
Yeah, we want it now.
Wow. This is the way it's going to be. This is what Friday the 13th of the Kevin DeBean Show is going to be like today.
He didn't just, miss the timing. It was nowhere to be found.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This reminds me of that old saying, you idiot.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
Which one is bad?
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
Smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brothers.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin DeBean Show at 5:33, and it is Friday the 13th of... Do you like cream in your coffee?
Ooh.
Ooh. You know, the big news this
Hold on,
week...
before you move on with the big news, excuse me. We got to take care of some old business first.
What?
How long have we been playing that song on Friday morning, Psycho Mike?
Longer than I've been here, for sure.
And maybe that's, I don't know, something that we could count on? Something we could expect to 100%, happen?
100%. And you sometimes, every once in a while, like, you know, you might double-click the wrong thing in your mouse, or, you know, Kevin and I are fighting for different clips on the machine, and it just doesn't work out. I just flat out did not remember
it
at all.
I was slaying him with stories of my ballet experience.
Yeah. It might as well have been
Put
Thursday.
Him to sleep.
I mean, I didn't even have it queued up. I just... totally forgot.
It was a total surprise to you.
And the words on the screen that say,
"Oh no, no, no,
dude, stop that!"
At 5:15, I was like all ready to go.
Oh, you're ready. Okay.
I'm saying, like, at 5:29, you might as well.
Right.
It could have been. I mean, I just totally forgot. I had no. That's my bad. I'm sorry.
Fantastic.
Okay. I apologize.
That's all I wanted to hear.
All right. The big news this week.
Big news.
Yes.
Ralph broke it to us.
Oh,
new R. Kelly.
Yes.
New R. Kelly trapped in the closet coming. And I would like to say to all of you, two words, advanced copy.
What?
No way.
Want to hear a little of it?
What's your source? How'd you get this?
Fell off a truck. Middle of the 405. Stopped my car, got out and grabbed it.
Sure did.
Save some time. He doesn't ever have to write new melodies, by the way.
7 o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this Behind the Music with Lynyrd Skynyrd? And I say, I don't know. Say, it's getting late. What you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She said, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for.
Hey,
and she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator?
You're gonna miss part.
I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver.
Hey,
I'm like,
Kevin.
No, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was going to say something, but my cell phone started to ring.
Oh, no.
Now who could be calling me?
Don't answer.
I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay.
But I have something important. I have
to
hang
on. Oh, dinner right. So what do you want to do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says Olive Garden.
Dude,
I say, nah, I'm not in the mood.
If I could just let it.
Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm going to take you out. Better get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says,
dude, right in the middle of a world premiere, will you stop interrupting?
That may be just Weird Al.
What? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru.
I don't think that's our killer.
So we head out the front door, open the garage door. Then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway.
I'm not kidding. 8 more minutes. Weird Al does 8 more minutes on that song.
Well, he's God, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying you kind of sold it as an advanced look at the new chapters of Chapter 3. It's not R. Kelly. That's my point. It's Weird Al.
Then we drive to the drive-thru, heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru?
Minutes and 28 seconds left.
Granted, he's the genius, so we can all agree on that. But how do you parody something as bad as Trapped in the Closet? How do you make a song that's funny that's not that? How do you make something as funny as the original?
Let me think.
Well, here we are in the drive-thru line, me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order.
7 minutes, 14 seconds. It's the longest song I've ever heard, and it gets funnier and funnier, but we don't have the patience for it.
Oh, that's
He's
awesome.
Amazing.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have... Did you say I?
I did.
All right, then. We have Jimmy Kimmel on the program today. He is hosting...
He's a fag!
That has been confirmed. He's hosting the ESPYs with,
yeah.
I don't know, LeBron James.
That's right.
A no-name.
Not bad, right? That airs this Sunday night, I think. And
I think you're right. I think he taped it this week, and it airs Sunday.
Did you see last night's Jimmy Kimmel?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to love it. Wait.
Really? I know he had LeBron on, but I didn't see it.
Wait till you hear about the after party. I don't want to give too much away. The after party, two people that you would never think in a million years would be together were together and making out.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Fun.
Well, we have Jimmy on the show today.
Yes.
He can tell us a story. That's great.
I still don't believe it, but he seemed to believe it and LeBron seemed to believe it.
All right.
So,
dude.
I guess we'll find out.
Let's see. We also have Road Trip USA, stop number 6. The grand prize is Family Values in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that qualified won Family Values here in Southern California, and we're going to do the drawing and send you to Florida. That's coming up this morning. We have Brian Deegan. They got a live MTV Scarred. I'm not sure how they're going to do that, because that's videotape of, you know, the worst injuries.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get this either, unless they're just going to make him keep riding until he falls. I mean, maybe they're just going to put him in more and more difficult situations until he's guaranteed to wipe out.
I think I found out how they do it, because we were questioning this yesterday. They take some of the top 10 best clips from Scarred.
Okay.
And of different people doing different horrible things to themselves. Bring these people on the show, and they're going to recreate these stunts live. And hopefully do it right this time.
You mean the people who wrecked are going to recreate
it? Yes.
Okay.
Try to roll down the same rail or jump the same jump on a dirt bike, and hopefully
it'll
go better this
time. So we see the bad one, and then we see what happens.
And then we see
the
worst one.
Awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
I like it.
I don't know if you saw, but Chris Angel, Emojician, on Larry King last night.
I didn't see it.
Some highlights of that. Accidentally giving away really bad news. Really bad. And you really didn't want to be the person that gave that away.
Yeah.
I did that. It's not good.
What a surprise.
Yeah. And also we have Kevin Amin Booty Cruise 3.
Woohoo!
Cruise
tonight.
It's tonight.
Yeah.
And we have a few pair of tickets left. We're going to look for guys and girls a little bit later on this morning, just after 7 o'clock, your first chance to win.
Okay.
Tickets to the Kevin Amin Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder. Plus Federlezzi. Luscious Liz? Really?
I hope not.
Really? I hope so.
Yeah.
You do? It is more fun for us.
Yes, it
is.
That's
true.
Not for her, but for us.
Yeah.
So that's
you'd be hard-pressed, and if you don't know who Luscious Liz is, she's on the Big Boy show. She's in the neighborhood on Power 106, and she's just unbelievable. She's just, except for Lisa, she's maybe the most perfect woman in radio. And you won't find a couple. You couldn't imagine a couple in your mind where there's a bigger disparity between how hot the chick is and what a douchebag the guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of hot chicks with douchebags. Let's face it. Look at Psycho Mike and his wife. But, I mean, the disparity between where K-Fed is on the scale and where Luscious Liz is on the scale is Everest-like.
Yeah. It's just wrong.
It is very, very, very surprising. Mm-hmm. But I hope it's right. All right. We'll do all that. We got the Ralph Showbiz beat coming up. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 till 6. Ralph wasn't on yet, right?
No, okay, I hope not.
All right.
We'll be here later.
What time is it? Oh, it's 5:50. We're good.
Ralph? That wasn't Ralph.
We are good. You're right.
I think even at 5:50, that flies. I don't think
so. What were you thinking? Why would you even say that word?
In the words of our old general manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal, guys. Tonight, we're going to Long Beach. We got the big Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3 cruise party. And all week long, we've been giving away tickets, but we're down to just a precious few because, I don't know if I mentioned this, the event is tonight. So if you're 21 and single and looking and want to join us tonight, we've got tickets, a couple left for some boys and for some girls throughout this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. So definitely, if you want to be there with us tonight, first singles party of 2007, don't go anywhere. That's coming up right now, 5:50. Ralph's got the show biz beat for a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, who knew I would cause such a kerfuffle yesterday just by doing a little story about Kevin Federline?
Well, it's so preposterous. That's why people can't get their head around it.
All the news services.
Well, you lie, Ralph. That's why.
All the news services picking it up today saying that Kevin Federline's in a relationship with Luscious Liz Hernandez from Power 106 over there in the Big Boy show. I feel kind of bad now.
Well, what did she do to deserve that kind of treatment, Ralph?
Nothing. She's been nothing but lovely and spectacular to me our entire relationship.
And so you kick her in the mouth? That's what you do to return the favor?
No, sometimes,
he's got a job to do,
as
Kevin.
A reporter, you have to tell the hard story.
Yeah, but why insult her, though? Why make her look bad by suggesting that she would date him?
Well, I feel even worse. You want to hear the official statement she sent to K-Rock?
Yes.
This is official statement. I'm not kidding. This came from Liz Hernandez from Power 106 FM here in Los Angeles, who yesterday I was quoting the National Enquirer saying that she was in a relationship with Kevin Federline, which she has since, by the way, denied.
Right.
Publicly on the air yesterday on her own station, she denied it, saying it was not the case at all.
People started calling up and saying, hey, the guys at K-Rock were just saying something. What's going on here?
Here's her statement. Can you please tell the K-Rock listeners that I'm actually in love with Ralph? And that's why there's no way I'm interested in K-Fed.
That's
thanks,
baloney.
Liz Hernandez.
It doesn't make sense.
Thank you, Liz. You're very sweet. And I'm sorry, and I retract my story.
All right, you wrote an email, and that's funny and all.
No,
you got the joke.
From
but what does Liz.
Liz
really say?
That came from Liz.
A lot of times you have to read between the lines.
Or sometimes you just read the lines.
Sometimes the music is louder than the lyrics.
And sometimes the lyrics deafen you.
And in this case, that to me is her saying, I'm absolutely in a relationship. Because there's no way she's in love with Ralph. Right?
Not if she's mad at him. I mean, there are a lot of girls who think Ralph's all that because they hear him on the radio, oh, he does the Homer Simpson voice, he's funny. But then they meet him, and then, you know, all illusions aside.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah
just
that's
saying.
What's getting me all the girls. It's the Homer Simpson voice.
Just
me,
as an
me
example,
and Dan Castellaneta were beating him over the stick. You know, boys, jealousy does not become you.
I'm just saying. It's you got to read between the lines,
very,
man.
Very, very ugly. That's what I'm saying. Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo.
What?
Yes?
We've been hearing for some time now that the photos you've seen in the tabloids of the two of them nude in a hot tub are not all the photos. That there were photos, in fact, of them engaged.
Is that right?
In various sexual activity. And there's video.
Yes.
Oh!
So we've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, for someone to publish and or release.
You put the video in a shoe?
Kevin.
I don't understand.
The New York Daily News is reporting that OK Magazine bought the rights to the photos and the video for $400,000 and have announced they will not publish them.
What?
Are you kidding?
Why would they do that?
Sources say they parted with the cast just to take the material off the market and to keep in Nick Lachey's good graces for future stories involving Nick and Vanessa.
So I'm sure they promised them a lifetime of interviews.
I'm sure.
If they...
Hey, buddy, we get all your exclusive. Any scoop happens, we get it, right? I guess they agree.
But do they know that he's Nick Lachey?
I guess so. Well, that's why he only paid $400,000 for it. It's not that much in the terms of paparazzi paydays. The paparazzi paydays, by the way.
No, they're
good. Opening up at the Los Angeles invasion, whatever the hell they're calling it this year. Speaking of Nick, his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson, just announced she's going to star in a new major motion picture.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
It's called Major Movie Star, where she plays a ditzy actress who enlists in the Army after finding her boyfriend in bed with her hairdresser.
No!
Oh, she's going to have to go to boot camp, and she's going to be all, what's this? Yeah, what's this helmet? It's going to be very funny.
Try these. I ain't buffalo. Buffalo, idiot. Oh, my God.
Huh?
No, it's
chicken.
But it's, why are they called buffalo wings?
Baby, come on, you know it.
I don't know this.
Because barbecue wings started in Buffalo or something like that. You know, I find it weird that buffaloes don't have wings?
I never thought about it.
Yeah, she thought buffalo wings were made from buffalo.
Yeah. She's strong.
Is she going to keep making movies until somebody goes to see one of them? I mean, is that her goal?
That's her threat. Did you take my advice and go see the trailer for the movie she's got coming out with Owen Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Or Hugh Wilson or Luke Wilson or one of the Wilson?
One of the Wilson brothers?
Flip Wilson? Somebody.
No, what's the name of it? I didn't know she had a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. It's a remake of Working Girl, that Melanie Griffith movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Where she plays a ditzy broad who gets a job at a major corporation. Yeah.
And then this other one is a remake of
Private Benjamin.
Private Benjamin, yeah. Yeah. She's just going to keep remaking movies with blondes in them until, like Bean said, someone goes.
Well, she's got Employee of the Month, too. She's got that to do.
Speaking of hot chicks with douchebags, as you guys were earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Us Weekly is saying that Megan Fox, star of the Transformers, is not planning a very big wedding and will probably elope with her fiance, Brian Austin Green.
Ah!
90210.
That
cannot be so. You didn't know they were engaged?
No.
Yeah, they've
been
famously engaged for some time now.
I didn't care till I saw Transformers. Now I care.
How do you feel now?
That's not all right.
That shot of her bending over the Bumblebee's engine?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that's not a euphemism, by the way. That really happened.
Yeah. That just happened. Does that blow your mind?
Oil change.
Thank you,
Tim,
man.
Calling it?
Oil change. And speaking of Beverly Hills 90210 stars whose careers are over.
It's all so connected today, right?
It is. Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Is the latest name to be tossed into the hat as a replacement for Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, he is he's a front runner now to take over the gig.
Bob Barker's one of those guys who, it seems like to me, has been 90 since I first became aware of him.
Yeah.
He's been old forever, so it just seems weird to put somebody young in there.
Well, I guess they figure they want another guy for the long haul, so.
I'm going to suggest again, and Ralph brought this up a few weeks ago, that there's only one man for the job, and that's Drew Carey.
Yeah,
and
he'd be awesome.
You ought to just give it to him.
He'd be perfect.
Yep.
Fran Drescher, remember her, the nanny?
Oh.
Yes.
Fran Drescher.
Most annoying voice in the world.
Yeah. She's decided she might run for Congress.
What?
Really?
In Touch magazine says she's been asked to run for political office, and she has till the end of the summer to decide, and she's seriously considering it.
You know, we talked to Fran Drescher one time on the red carpet.
Bean and I did.
Oh, actually, no, we didn't. We never spoke with her.
You have the clip.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Bean and I were doing a red carpet. I think you were on vacation or something, Kevin, and we were doing a red carpet for one of the James Bond movies with Pierce Brosnan. And Bean had a chance to interview her on the red carpet.
The makeover of the night on the red carpet. Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Beautician and the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
May have been James Bond, Timothy Dalton. Yeah, I may have been thinking
Tim
of
Dalton. That's a completely honest mistake. She could have been a little helpful.
There. Yeah, right.
But, no, it was the other Bond. It was Tim Dalton. She could have said.
I think she might have been put off by the makeover of the night, which means normally you're hideous, but you look okay tonight.
Yeah,
that's true.
She had a hot bod,
may not have helped. Yeah, but her voice is a deal breaker. Just a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She's, you know, forever I have a soft spot in my heart for her because of Spinal Tap. I mean, that alone, you know, puts
her best
in history.
Performance ever. And she doesn't use that voice in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it was painful to just have to talk to her and then to have that happen and have to be reminded of it for the rest of my life.
Well, I feel bad for you, Bean. Let me soothe your pain a little bit with this story.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. Daily Variety magazine has announced they're remaking Footloose.
Oh,
right.
God.
Sorry.
Is that sad?
Right? You remember the Kevin Bacon movie Footloose?
Yeah.
Isn't it a Broadway show now, too?
It is a Broadway show, and now they're going to go back and remake the movie, and then they're planning to remake the musical on Broadway from this new movie. I'm not kidding you. That is the plan.
That's what they did with Hairspray,
yes.
Right? Hairspray was a movie, and then a play, and then a movie again, and they're going to do another play.
Yes. Footloose. Bean loves the Footloose.
Is he going to be in it?
Bean?
This like he was last time?
Bean was in Footloose?
Yeah.
Sorry, the DJ at the Catskills. Yeah. 95, PGC. I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
I think Bean's got to be in the new version, right?
Sure.
It's a cameo. Oh. But the good news for Bean is the star of the film, Zac Efron.
Oh, that is good news.
Lead from High School Musical, who, of course, now is also in Hairspray.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zac Efron.
That is good news. What the? He's the best.
Do you own ZacEfron.com?
I don't, unfortunately. I couldn't get it. I tried to get it. But I do have the new People Magazine special High School Musical 2 issue that's on newsstands now.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Bean, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, we all do. Today's celebrity birthdays, Will Champion. Sounds like a superhero, doesn't he?
Used to play basketball.
Sure
scored
does.
100 points.
Chamberlain. Very different. He's the drummer for Coldplay. 29 years old today. Cameron Crowe, very talented director, almost famous. Jerry Maguire, he is 50 years old today. Harrison Ford, very talented actor who, as we speak, is filming Indiana Jones 4. And I've seen some photos of him from the set.
Yeah.
In the costume and the fedora and everything. Looks great. Looks just like Indiana Jones. Looks much younger than his 65 years would.
65 today.
65
wow.
today. Patrick Stewart from Star Trek The Next Generation and, of course, the X-Men. He is 67 years old.
Today. Race car driver?
He does it all.
No, that's a different Stewart.
Oh.
And Gerald LeVert.
No.
R&B singer Gerald LeVert from
Never
the
heard
band LeVert.
Never heard of him.
Would have been 41 years old today, but sadly he's no longer with us. Gerald has passed on. But we have a soft spot for him here.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Kevin and Bean Show. Gerald LeVert. Former vice president, Gerald LeVert.
No, that's a different guy.
Well, that's very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cares.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Clock an hour from right now. We got tickets for the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, and we're going to give away some tickets. We have very few left.
We're going to have to get a big nap this afternoon before this party tonight.
Yes, we are.
Because this is going to be a rager. You know
yes, that. It is. The other two have been close to death.
Yes.
Legendary. Well, there's a reason it's been over a year since the last one, because there was a lot of recovery time involved and something we had to work out with the insurance company for the boat. So we got both of those things settled down so we can start giving away some more tickets later on today. The event is tonight. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 610. Ralph drew the short straw last night. Unfortunately, he was the one from the Kevin and Bean Show who was assigned Chris Angel as a guest on Larry King Live.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. A big douchebag. A big douchebag.
Sing it if you know it.
Chris Angel is the biggest douchebag, yes. The douchiest of all.
Mind freak. Are you ready? Oh, this, the maggot of magic, the douchebag of prestidigitation, was on Larry King last night, and wow, does this guy love him some him. You've never met a more pompous...
People that take themselves incredibly seriously, we don't have much time for anyway.
Right.
You got to be able to laugh about yourself. And he seems to be at the far end of that scale, the most serious about himself.
Especially because he's a magician.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I was thinking, though, David Copperfield, who is, you know, maybe the most famous magician in the world, really the exact opposite. I mean, his stage show is a little flowery, but you talk to the guy and he is extremely self-deprecating and very funny and will admit to you, I know, it's just magic. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, totally like the opposite of this Chris Angel guy.
Yeah, Chris Angel came on the show last night and first of all, as if he wasn't sure Larry King was going to be softball enough for him, just comes out of the gate just sucking up. And for some reason, what's his fixation with his dead dad, this Chris Angel?
He talks about his dead dad about every other sentence.
Can't avoid it. Cannot. It's like a verbal tic. Cannot stop bringing up his dead father in the most inappropriate places like this one.
We now welcome to Larry King Live an extraordinary talent. Chris Angel, illusionist, stunt artist, musician, actor. His top-rated cable TV show, Mind Freak, is in its third year on A&E. Chris, thank you very much for coming.
I just got to say, I've been watching you. I used to watch when my father was alive. And it's such an honor to be here with you right now. And I just want to thank you very much for the opportunity. This is amazing.
I used to watch you when my father was alive. What, you haven't watched him since? How long has he been dead?
What does that mean?
Why would you even bring that up?
I'll tell you why. Why I think it is, and I've watched a decent amount of it because my kids love him. I think it is because if you talk about one of your parents dying or you talk about your mom who's still alive, people can kind of empathize with you. You
right.
get that kind of emotional bond.
Some but sort of defense mechanism?
He goes so over the top on it, though. It's ridiculous how often
every time
he
brings it up. I see him do it, all I think is, I don't know how your dad died, but I wish you'd been with him.
Yeah, me too.
Get over it.
Hey, thanks for the glass of water. My dad and I used to drink water.
That's right. I've been drinking water since my father died. And I really,
oh, it's really sun is shining it. Today. Remember the sun when my dad was alive?
That was
used
good.
To shine
my
just
father
like
was
this.
A huge fan of the sun before he died. Then Larry opens up with one of the greatest questions ever.
Are you an illusionist who does tricks or a trickster who does illusion?
I think I'm just an artist that paints with a lot of different brushes. And the main thing for me is to have an emotional connection with the audience. If I have that, that's the truest form of magic.
That's the truest form of magic. I'm an artist who paints with a lot of brushes.
Larry could die any day, couldn't he?
Yeah.
It sounds like every word he's having to force out of his body because it doesn't
work. Are you an illusionist who does tricks or are you a trickster who does illusions?
You know that that's the one question he was most happy with.
Well, he's got another good one.
Oh, wow.
Why do you call it Mind Freak?
Because I think it's the reaction that people have when they're in everyday environments with impossible situations that they're confronted with.
What? Stop it! Just stop it!
It's magic. It's sleight of hand.
I thought it was a cool name. It would look good on the TV show. That's
right.
What he should have said.
Right.
Of course, they had to get into this whole marriage deal.
Sure.
His mystery wife, who no one knew he had, has come forward and claiming that she's not getting financial support from him and that Cameron Diaz broke up their marriage. So Larry King, of course, being the crack journalist that he is, had to bring it up. And here was Chris's response.
There's been no secret that your marriage broke up in the middle of all of this. And it made all the tabloids. How have you reacted to that?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Larry. I think marriage and a divorce is a very personal issue, not a public issue. And unfortunately, my estranged wife and her lawyer decided to try to create and fabricate, you know, these salacious lies that
For
were proven.
Purpose?
Well, to try to bring me to my knees because I'm a guy that's new on the block, have worked my whole entire life to try to be successful, sacrificed everything I had. My family supported me. And here I am, finally getting there. And their motive will be seen once this plays out, where it should play out, in the court of law as a private matter.
It's a private matter, not public. It should only be decided in a court of law. So let me give you a 14-minute answer about my wife and how much she's a liar.
Yeah.
I love that. I love those people who say, oh, it's a personal matter. So let me go on Larry King and talk about it.
She's lying. She's a liar. She's a lying liar.
She's salacious lies. She's salacious.
You got to get a lot of sympathy from a guy like Larry King when it starts talking about divorce time.
That's true.
I mean, he's a guy who's been there in every conceivable situation. He's had one divorce.
By the way, it is a personal matter, but if you're a pseudo-celebrity, you're out in the public eye, and you're dating a major celebrity, it kind of becomes everybody's gossip. That's how it works.
And if you're going to talk about national television, you can't start off your answer with, it's a personal matter. It should be decided in the courts. Because then you're making it public, so shut up. And by the way, I think salacious was the word on Chris's word of the day calendar.
Is that right?
Yeah, because he really likes that word. He used that a lot last night, especially when he was talking about Cameron Diaz and whether she had broken up the relationship or not. He said, no, she's a great girl.
She's a wonderful person.
And you dated her after the divorce?
More than a year.
A year after?
A year after. After I was served with the papers. Not only that, but there's been a lot of other claims that people are realizing are just salacious things to perpetuate a claim to try to bring me to my knees to settle, to basically extort money from me.
Got it. Salacious, bring it to your knees. We got that. That's established.
Worked my whole life.
I think that's why Cameron stopped dating.
My dad is dead.
Because he realized how much time he spends on his knees.
Oh!
With salacious lies. It's all salacious. So he's going to do a magic trick for Larry.
Dear God.
Because he's got a new book out where he teaches you 40 mind freaks that you can do at home using everyday objects. And so he's going to have Larry take out a match from a matchbook.
Okay.
And Chris Angel's going to make it disappear and show Larry how to do it.
What do you want me to do?
Take out any match and hand it to me. Anyone except that one. No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing you.
Nice. Smart ass.
Now you know why I don't do jokes. Because I would be broke and there would be no proceedings right now.
Yeah, smart ass magician.
Larry the best. Under his breath.
When Larry backhands you, he doesn't backhand anyone.
Right. No, he doesn't.
He's had an ass full of you by that point if he started to come at you.
Lame ass magician.
And of course, they closed out with some footage of some of his amazing mind freaks. He walks on knives. You ever seen him walk on knives?
No, I did not see that one.
They take knives and they point them upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks on the tips of the knives along this path, okay? It's impossible to do. It's a mind freak.
Right.
Listen to his performance. Listen to his vocal performance as he's walking on the knives to show you how mind freaky he is.
Like Psycho Mike in the gym.
The douchiest of all.
What was that?
It's tough, man, to walk on knives.
Sounds like he's trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Push one out.
What? Or pull one in. With those salacious lies on his knees.
And what's he got? A multi-million-dollar, multi-year deal in Las Vegas now?
$200 million deal with the Luxor for 10 years of performances with the Cirque du Soleil. He will be performing there in Vegas.
He better hope people don't get tired of him this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, how could you get tired of an emo-gician? With salacious lies.
Is it Southwest Airlines that has the commercial "You Want to Get Away"?
I don't know.
Is that them?
Want to get away? So. I hear you are now free to move around the country, too.
Yeah, that's true. I have a "you want to get away" moment, and that is a couple in our neighborhood was breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it. And so the guy came by one day, and I said, dude, totally sorry about the whole thing with, you know, the divorce. And he said, what?
Oh, no.
And what I said, he said what?
Yeah, that's what he said. What?
No.
And I said, I got to go.
You did? Is that really what you said?
Yeah. I didn't know what to say. What do you say at that point?
I don't know.
He didn't know.
No.
He was.
Oh.
And he heard it from you.
Heard it from me
first. It's bad enough he didn't know and found out from somebody. Worse that he hears it from a guy in his neighborhood.
Yeah, not just from, some dude that lives down the
Not from a family member or something like that.
That was not a pleasant time.
So you just basically hightailed it. That was it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you say? Just kidding? I mean, there's nothing you can say that can unring that bell. You're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do.
So we're going to take some phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. Accidentally giving away really bad news.
God. Hey, ask Ralph Garman, our pal Ralph, to step in here, too, because he has a very, very funny story. I remember that something that he did that affected a lot of people that he was the guy behind.
Hang on. He's in the kitchen, apparently. He's making some type of food.
Hey, why didn't he know about it and you did? How did that happen?
I don't want to go into
any more
details. Was it girl
gossip? Was it one of those kind of deals?
I don't want to go into any more details. But just suffice it to say, he didn't have any idea. And I'm the one that broke it to him.
Yeah, that is sad when you are married and you are like on the brink of divorce and you have no idea what's going on. No wonder he was on the brink of divorce.
he's kind of clueless.
He is not paying attention.
Right, exactly.
I mean, at least when it happens to me, when the papers are served to me, at least I'll have some inkling that it's coming. You know what I mean?
Course.
It won't be a complete and total surprise to me when I find out about it. Because it's inevitable. But 1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you were the person who unwittingly broke bad news to somebody, like Kevin's describing, and now Ralph has joined us too. It happened to you too?
Yeah, I was doing a story in the Showbiz Beat where I said that Fox had canceled Family Guy. This is the first time around when they canceled it before they picked them up again.
Remember, we were on a death watch. We were so sad.
Yes.
Yeah, we loved that show. And so I announced it when it was done. So a friend of ours actually... Paul, who did all the art for our Christmas CD this past year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has a friend who worked over there and called him up once he heard in the morning and said, dude, I'm so sorry to hear about you guys, about the cancellation over there for Family Guy. You know, I hope wish the best for everybody. He's like, the guy said, what? Ralph Garman on K-Rock just said you guys were canceled. We haven't heard anything. So they gathered everyone around from the production office, and they put him on speakerphone, and he tells a story. And that's how they found out over at Family Guy that they were canceled the first time.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I feel bad about that.
if you hear some bad news, here's the lesson. If you hear some bad news, go ahead and give it a beat before you tell somebody that you feel bad about it.
That's true.
Is that what we're learning?
Make sure they know, because it can go really south really quickly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's take one before the break, and then we'll come back and get more. 1-800-520-1067. You broke the bad news. It's happened to Kevin. It's happened to Ralph. Maybe it's happened to you, Adam, in Lawndale. Good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin Bean? It's May.
Hi, Adam.
We are good. What secret did you spill, and to who?
I spoke to one of my best friends. He got his old lady pregnant, who he wasn't married to. She told me. I thought he knew, and yeah, he didn't know.
So you said, "Hey, congratulations, man." Nothing.
Yeah, he was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, what? He's like, what'd you just say?
What?
That's what I did. I don't know why, but you all of a sudden go into this land of confusion where no words make sense to you. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like duck and cover somehow with language. I don't know why you do it that way, but Adam said, what? What?
Huh? I didn't say anything.
What?
Did he instantly pick up the phone and call his girlfriend?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I was in the middle of a storm.
Yeah.
If you would.
Awesome. An S storm.
Oh, I didn't That's say fantastic. Pregnant. My friend Meg can't come to dinner. They're playing those games.
We'll take some more calls at 1-800-520-106.
Kevin was telling a story about how he's a bad neighbor and a bad friend. What happened for folks who just tuned in during that song, Kevin?
Well, a guy comes over and I say, sorry about the divorce. And he says, the what? And I say, nothing. Gotta go.
So for the rest of his life, when he's telling the story about how his marriage broke up, and I heard it from some tool in my neighborhood.
Yep.
That's the worst part.
That's exactly right.
We're going to take some calls here. We've got some great ones on hold at 1-800-520-1067. But our old pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is actually one of the calls for this segment. Good morning, Harvey.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
I'm so sad about
What did
that.
You do,
What
Harvey?
Did you do?
Well, we didn't – you know, we feel really bad about this. And it just kind of happened. But this week, I think it was on Tuesday, we got word. You know who Steven Dorfman is?
No.
Actor, right?
No.
He's a doctor, kind of a famous dentist, and he's done, like, extreme makeover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I totally know
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
So we pick up this lawsuit where his wife filed for divorce.
Right.
And so we called his rep, and the rep kind of said, you know, whatever. The rep really didn't get it. And then so we said, okay, the rep had no comment, and we put the story up. And, like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, you know Jillian on my staff.
Oh, yeah.
My supervisor, right. Producer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jillian gets a call from Steven Dorfman, and he says, dude, you got this wrong. My wife did not file for divorce. And Jillian said, well, is your address, and she gives us her address.
Right.
And is your birthday, and she says, well, look, I'm holding the divorce papers right now. And he's like, she what?
He had
and she's almost like crying. And then, and it turns out, I mean, the woman, apparently she was going to get around to it at dinner that night. She was going to have a talk with him at dinner. And she had filed it the day before. And I guess she just didn't think it was going to happen. But, it was
but
difficult.
But who files one day and then waits for a period?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
look, you felt bad. I understand because you're a you know you're a human being, but it's not your fault. There's nothing you could have done about that. Once it's filed, it's reason.
Why did you clear your throat when you said that?
Yeah, it's a great question.
It's reasonable to assume that the family member would have known about it. So I think you're off the hook on that one, Harvey. But that's a little bit of a public embarrassment, isn't it?
My God.
Oh, God, poor Jillian.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you don't want to be in that position. That blows.
No.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
All right.
Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, dude.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Harvey.
See you later. All right. We got to get to some of these calls because it happens.
Mark in Fountain Valley. Good morning.
Good morning, Gilligan and the Skipper, Lisa May.
Hi, Mark.
What happened?
My family and I were at a wedding and the, we were on the bride's side and the groom and his father came over and we're talking to everybody, and my mother-in-law tells the groom's father, oh, we were here for the first wedding.
And they didn't know it?
They didn't know that she had been married before.
Did nobody know it?
Nobody.
Not even the groom.
Not even the groom.
Oh,
The bride. How about that?
That's how secret the bride knew. I think the bride knew, but...
Oh, my God.
That's good times.
That made it a little bit uncomfortable during the ceremony, I bet.
Yeah. How about those flower arrangements?
Hey, how about that? Look,
hello. The same place that you got
lovely
married
colors.
Before,
I know.
Too.
Why would you do that?
Oh.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go down to Santa Fe Springs. We got our man Anthony on the line right now. And I didn't even think about this scenario, but sure, I bet this happens all the time. But unfortunately, it happened to Anthony. Good morning. You're on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Anthony.
What was the secret that actually got accidentally got given away?
Well, I'm at a party, right, and I'm talking to my friend. Her brother is like, anyways, I get into the story. I'm talking to her. I'm like, yeah, so your brother, you know, I heard he's coming out to everyone. And she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, your brand, Trevor, your brother, you don't know about
so
that?
And his sister didn't know he was gay?
No, she didn't. And all her friends, I mean, I was like, have you met the guy? And all her friends are behind her like, Anthony, shut up. And I was like,
excellent.
Are you sure? So, but yeah, I ended up slipping and yeah, he had to come out. So that wasn't too pretty.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice
that's,
job, Anthony.
That's a good word.
That's okay. He had to come out.
By the way, Anthony was drunk at the party. Sounds like he's drunk on the phone, too. I think maybe it just happened.
All right. Let's go to Jeff, who apparently is listening online. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm listening online.
Hey, Jeff.
Calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
All right.
What
Hope
secret?
Out party people.
What secret, my friend? What got out?
I was looking for my buddy who's the last person in the world without a cell phone, and I went to his house. He wasn't there, so I went to a house where he was feeding a mutual friend's dog while they were on vacation, and his car was there, and I recognized his neighbor's car, and I knocked, and he didn't answer. So later that night when I caught up with him, I asked him what the deal was. It turns out he had picked up a double at work, and that was his wife and his neighbor, and they were...
How about that? No.
So you brought it up, said, hey, what were you doing over at the neighbor's house? I knocked on the door. You didn't answer. And he said, I wasn't there. What are you talking about? And the next thing you know, the story unravels. It's his wife and another dude.
She left that night. They never got back together.
Do you remember Entourage?
Way to go, a-hole.
Entourage last week when Ari tracked down the guy who took his car restaurant all
the way
to Oxnard. He gets there and the wife's like, what was he doing in L.A. at that restaurant?
Yeah, you don't want to be that person.
Oh,
thank you, Jeff,
man.
For the call. Thank you for listening online. And let's do one more. Let's say good morning to Manuel in West Covina. Good morning.
Morning, people.
What happened? What secret did you break?
I told my friend's son that his dad wasn't his real dad.
Oh, my God.
No.
So your buddy is the one you were talking about, his kid?
Yes.
And you told his kid that he's not the real dad?
Yes. He was half black, half Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked black, and his mom married a Filipino. So we were in a party. We were sitting outside. We were tossing around a football. I asked him, so how do you like brother? He goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, do you ever see your real dad? And he was like, what?
Oh, man.
Go on.
Although that happens a lot with Raiders fans, though. I mean, to be fair.
Thank you. We have your last pairs of tickets for the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. And we're going to give those away just after the top of the hour. We're looking for guys at 1-800-520-1067.
Who's going to be our special judge?
Janelle. She's the new K-Rock receptacle.
Receptionist.
Receptionist.
That's what I said.
Come on.
Receptionist.
At some point, by the way, I don't think we've ever done this topic, but we have to talk about how unbelievably distracting it is and how little work gets done if there's a woman who's ridiculously hot working at your building. Because yeah. You do make a lot of excuses to walk by the front desk. I do know that happens several times an hour.
I smoke 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day just because I'm always walking outside to the parking lot to have a smoke because I want to see Janelle.
Yeah, you don't even want to smoke. You don't even feel like a cigarette, but you got to get back out.
Sometimes she'll throw a leg up and start putting some moisturizer on her legs.
Yeah,
that's cool, just
right?
Cruel.
It's
insane.
She knows what's going on.
It's ridiculous.
That's sexual harassment.
It's punishment. It is. It makes for an uncomfortable workplace for me. I think I might have to sue.
We're going to have to sue.
It's in a skirt, by the way.
Yeah, she's just diabolically hot. And
yeah, she's unbelievable.
And she's single.
And
anyway, we'll meet her and we'll meet some guys. If you're 21 and up, you can make it tonight and you want to party K-Rock style, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. It's a couple minutes till 7 o'clock at KRQFM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning.
Congratulations to Miss New Jersey, Amy Palumbo. She will be going on to the Miss America pageant as the state's representative. She will not be replaced, even though there was some question of that. This week, as she was being blackmailed by someone who wanted to release risque photos of her to the media. I'm sure you all heard this story.
Was that the one? I saw it on Jimmy Kimmel last night, where the guy was biting her?
Yeah.
The guy was biting
her, nudity, though, right, Ralph?
No, she's completely clothed in the photos. There's one of a guy, like, putting his open mouth on her boobie.
And she said, he's just being silly.
And there's another shot of her wearing jeans in the back of a limo, and she's got her legs spread over her head. She's kind of like goofing around in the limo.
Yeah,
that's the extent.
That's it. That's all there was.
Hardly Vanessa Williams territory, you know what I mean?
Like
black and white lesbo action everywhere. So apparently the photos were released yesterday. She was on the Today Show talking to Matt Lauer about it. She goes, I feel sick to my stomach. I really do. The photos were meant to be private. But the Miss America pageant executives have said, look, this is no big deal. Let's just let this girl go on to the competition.
Well, finally, somebody with some common sense says, let's not overreact.
It doesn't mean anyone's going to watch the Miss America pageant. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But at least Amy Palumbo will get to go. Eva Longoria and Tony Parker gave away goodie bags to their guests at their wedding last weekend. Here's the thing. They got someone else to pick up the tab. Everything was sponsored out. Everything was shilled out. It was all Star Jonesed out.
Right.
Wow.
That ain't right.
That is the trend, isn't it?
Stinking rich people getting other people to pay for their party favors. Here's what was in the bag if you were lucky enough to be invited to the weekend-long affair. You got some vitamin water. You got some L'Oreal products for the ladies.
The official hair care product of the Eva Longoria wedding.
Exactly. Cole Haan had a... skincare kit for men in there. They make shoes, don't they, Cole Haan?
I think so.
Yeah.
And, of course, there were $700 bracelets from Van Cleef and Arpels, the jewelry company.
Wow.
You get a $700 diamond bracelet just for showing up to a wedding.
Did they have two?
You know what they have at my wedding? CD. That's what you got in my wedding. You got a CD.
Did they just have too much money? They just said, we have extra. Let's figure out something to do with it.
But no, this is all donated by these sponsors just for... just for mentions.
For the mentions.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's all spliffed.
But a guest is still down having to attend that wedding if they got to fly to freaking France, though.
Yeah.
That's true, but I guess...
It's not like you're making money on it.
Diamond bracelet still takes the sting off.
That's
true.
Sure.
This Harry Potter movie, what's going on with this?
What?
It opened on Wednesday, pulled in $44.8 million. It's the biggest single-day gross for a movie ever.
On one day?
In one day. It's the most money any movie's ever made in one day.
Wow.
I thought Transformers was out of control. This thing's just craziness.
And there's a lot of people who, like myself, don't have really time till the weekend anyway, so it's going to do huge business on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a monster. So, like Kevin was mentioning, no word yet on what they're expecting it to pull in this weekend. But if Wednesday's any indicator,
like 10 or 12 million,
it'd
be that much.
It'd be some real serious money,
right?
He's like a magician or something. What is he?
I don't know. Look, I saw the first one. What is it like? This is the fifth movie. I saw the first.
I think
one.
It's the fifth movie, seventh book. Fifth movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even go now. There's no way I can catch up. 4 movies, 5 books worth of stuff.
I love them. I've seen them all.
My plan was always to kind of get them on DVD and just sit that down and watch them through so I could get caught up, but forget about it. It's too much work. No way.
But they're really good movies, right?
I'm sure they are. Everyone go enjoy.
All right.
But there's no way I can go see this movie and say, I know who that guy is. I mean, they got Cliff Notes they hand to you in the lobby before you walk in? I'm just screwed.
Some of us can keep that all straight right up here, Ralph.
Yeah, that's true. Some of us can.
If we were as sharp as you, we might attempt it, Kevin, but we know our limits.
Don't try.
Catherine McPhee! Not only is she amazing in Stuff Magazine this month, but she just got a new gig. She's been cast in a Adam Sandler movie. Movie doesn't have a title yet, but she will be playing a pregnant hippie co-ed in the world's lamest sorority at a local college.
That's funny.
Apparently, Anna Faris will play the den mother to these lame sorority girls. You know her, of course, from Scary Movie and Epic Movie and Date Movie and the other movie.
Movie with a movie in the title?
And Bruce Willis' daughter, Rumor, apparently also going to be in the film. So good for Catherine. Glad her career is going along nicely. And lastly, ever wonder what it's like to have Courtney Love in bed with you? I mean, back when she was hot.
Honestly, say no.
Back when she was hot.
Before the flapjacks started hanging out. You know? Apparently, she had a passionate affair with Blur frontman Alex James. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-mm.
And in a recent interview in the London Sun, he was talking about their sex life.
She's crazy, right?
Yeah. Which always equals great in bed.
You would think, right?
It's a dynamic combination. The nuttier the girl, the better they are in bed. Absolutely. And he says, Alex says, Courtney is amazing, brilliant, and wild in bed. He said that he had to deny her request for a prostitute to join them because he felt he already had his hands full with her. He had to turn down the threesome with the hooker because I can't. No, I'm on overload already.
I can't take anymore.
You're plenty. Thanks. So there you go. I forgot to give you the Liz Hernandez KFED update.
Yeah.
Apparently, we found out that Liz is denying that there is a relationship, although the National Enquirer has said that the two are dating. Liz says that's just not the case. So everyone can relax.
I believe we might have Federlezy scheduled for later in the show.
Oh,
well,
good.
He's going to have to convince me because Liz is denying it.
All right.
In fact, in a statement she sent to us, she said, please tell K-Rock that I'm actually in love with Ralph. That's why there's no way I'm interested in K-Fed. Thanks, Liz Hernandez.
We all saw
that email that you wrote and sent out yesterday, Ralph. We got that.
I did not send it out. Liz sent it to us, and I'm going to use it to my full advantage all day. Today's celebrity birthdays, Patrick Stewart. Make it show, number one. He is 67 years old today. Harrison Ford is 65 years old today. Cameron Crowe. Very talented writer-director, turns 50 years old today, and Gerald Levert would have been 41. Oh, Gerald, we miss you. I just earned Psycho Mike a punch in the nuts.
And I nailed him, too.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is Friday morning. That means tonight is Friday night, and not just any Friday night. It's Friday the 13th, and it's our first singles party for 2007. Kevin Abeen's Booty Cruise.
Sorry, I jumped the gun on that one. I apologize.
Kevin Abeen's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
In a world where being single sucks, Kevin and Bean are back to save your love life.
If I don't get some soon, I'm going to explode.
On the first booty cruise, the K-Rock listeners got their drink on and took their clothes off. Yeah. On booty cruise, too, some hooked up, some passed out, and some can't remember what they did.
Oh, hey, where are my pants?
Who cares? Where are the keys to these handcuffs?
And
Now, this summer, the Kevin and Bean Singles Party returns in Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
That is, that's tonight. We're going to be setting sail in Long Beach from Dock Number 2 in Rainbow Harbor. You can call Long Beach Cruises, by the way, for more information on the boat we're taking out at 562-983-6880. Also, the Harbor Breeze Cruise Line has whale watching tours this time of year. They've been seeing a lot of them. You can go to www.2seawhales.com. That's the number 2seawhales.com. Let's talk about Janelle.
Hey, Janelle.
Hi.
Janelle's the receptionist here at K-Rock.
Morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
What are you wearing?
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's, you don't have to be at work for an hour and 20 minutes. I figure you're probably just now getting dressed, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Okay. All right.
She's not giving you anything, babe.
No, she's not. Wow, she's making work for it today, dude.
She says she loves to go work out and go shopping.
Our little Janelle is a marathoner.
Yes, I am. My friend, too.
It's pretty impressive.
I knew that. I heard that you exploded halfway through the second one, and you kind of fell into some kind of a big tub.
Yeah, my second one was, I hit the wall.
Yeah.
It was pretty hard, but I got through it, and then right afterwards, I
died
right into an ice bath. So
wow.
Okay.
It helped well, look, for recovery.
We can vouch for Janelle. Trust us, she's exactly the kind of single that we're looking for the boat tonight. But Janelle, we need your help here. You're already coming. You're bringing a single girlfriend with you. But we need your help picking some guys for the boat. And it's our very, very last pairs of tickets that we have this morning because the cruise is tonight. Kevin, how many guys can she choose? Do we have a number on it?
Two pair. So we're going to talk to a bunch of people, but you can only let in two. So kind of try and keep them straight, Janelle, and then we'll recap them at the end, okay? All right.
This is on for them.
Let's begin with Andrew in Fullerton. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you. Tell Janelle why she should pick you.
Well, I'm a big, tall guy. I'm 6'5". I got blue eyes. I have both sleeves. I'm sleeved out as far as tattoos. I'm also a veteran of the Iraq War, and I'm studying right now to be a journalist, hopefully getting to comic correspondence sometime in the next 2 years.
Wow. You got a lot going on. Okay. How about that, Janelle? You heard a little bit about him. You got anything in particular you want to ask Andrew?
Let's see here. What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a girl?
Nice thing I ever done for a girl was graduation party for high school, and I sang her a song pretty much in front of the entire class. Got down on my knees.
Oh. Wow, that's brave.
Look at that. Okay. That's right out of the OC, man.
It's top-notch gay.
What was the song, Andrew?
What was it? It's that one...
If it's you've lost that loving feeling, the answer is no. You can't go on that.
It's not that one.
Okay, then you're all right. All right, Janelle, what do you think about Andrew? Okay?
Well, she doesn't choose now. I don't think she chooses now, right?
All right, hold on. Let's move along. Let's go to Todd, who is from Long Beach. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. Lisa, Kevin Bean, Janelle.
Hi, Todd.
Engineering project manager.
Hmm. Yep.
Likes camping, likes surfing.
Right. I'm 31, grew up in South Orange County. I now live in beautiful Long Beach. That's right. I'm an engineering project manager where I get to do lots of cool stuff I can't tell people about, unfortunately. And I'm going to USC for grad school.
You work on government contracts or something?
Yeah, defense contracts, government contracts.
Well, you're doing a nice job keeping Al-Qaeda out so far, dude.
Thanks.
You have anything to do with that? Good work.
Yeah, nice job so far. Appreciate that. Janelle, what do you want to ask Todd?
How about what type of underwear guy are you?
Oh, definitely a boxer guy.
Boxer briefs, commando, or tighties?
He's definitely a boxer guy, he said.
Definitely a boxer. Well, boxer briefs are always good, too, when you got to dress nice, but... you know, if you're going out surfing, I hate the guys who wear underwear or briefs or whatever under their board shorts. You just can't do that. But mostly a boxer guy, but boxer brief, I'm going out dressing nice, you know?
All right. That's a lot of detail on your underwear.
I learned a little something from Todd here. I did not know there was some sort of rule of the water. That's good news. Hey, we got to talk to Adam in Burbank because I'm calling BS on Adam. I haven't heard word one from him yet.
Yeah. He says that he's an electrician.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that.
And Janelle, he also wants you to know that he likes to cook and he writes poetry.
Ooh. He's a total gaylord.
Adam?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Why do you call a show like the Kevin and Bean Show that's done so much for you and then just lie? What's up with that?
Oh, what are you talking about lying, man?
You like to cook and you write poetry.
Damn straight.
Do you write slam?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, he writes slam poetry.
Slam poetry. Yeah. I hope.
I'm just saying that sounds more like a personal ad in the back of the LA Weekly than it does a real life person. You know what I mean? What kind of poetry do you write, Adam? And who do you write it for?
I write all kinds of poetry, and if it's that special girl, it's for her.
Okay.
Good enough.
All right.
Well, he sells it. All right.
Hold on. All right.
You don't want Janelle to ask a question?
I'll have to tell you, I'm not a big fan of poetry. So
she doesn't like poetry.
Last time a guy wrote me something, it was the worst thing ever.
You made the wrong.
Let's see here.
You made the wrong guess, Adam.
How long before you call a girl you just met?
How long before you call a girl? What's that?
It's fine if you don't like poetry. I don't mind.
No. How long do you wait if you met a girl last night? How long do you wait to call her?
To tell her what?
Oh, my God. Kill him.
Good enough. Thank you.
Okay. Say no more.
Let's go to Daniel.
Hope he writes a poem about rejection now.
About not going. Daniel, 29, Santa Ana. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Now, I see here that you're an ex-religion teacher.
That's right. I'm over it.
Now, is it because...
I'm over all that holding me back.
That's what it was. Too many rules. Huh? They take all the fun out of it.
High school girls in these little skirts are just driving you crazy, and the rules holding you down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as a 29-year-old, when you start talking about those high school girls or what, that's a real turn on to Janelle, I'll tell you that.
No, but let me ask this question. If you're an ex-religion teacher, are you perhaps a virgin?
No. Okay. Things have changed drastically.
All right.
Things have changed in life.
Just checking. Janelle, do you have any questions for him? He likes to surf. That's one of the things he likes to do.
Okay. What's your ideal date?
Ideal date.
My ideal date would be going out and doing something casual, like going to coffee. The first date, you're saying, right? Or like
First date's sure. Fine. What would
first
you do?
First date, going out to coffee, and then doing something active, like going to the beach, surfing. You know, and just being next to each other the whole time where you can actually talk to each other versus something boring at a movie and just sitting there and doing nothing.
I got you. You like some interaction with your dates. I understand.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, Daniel, thank you very much for calling. Hold on a second here. All right, let's recap for Janelle, and I guess she can pick a couple of guys, right?
Yes, two.
Yeah, we had Andrew, 25, from Fullerton, journalism student, fully tattooed, likes writing. We had Todd from Long Beach, engineering project manager, likes camping and surfing. We had, that guy hung up. Good. We had Daniel, 29, ex-religion teacher, likes to surf. Those are the people that we talked to.
You can pick. Those are my picks?
Yeah, you got to pick. Well, you can pick. Did you not like any of them?
No, I'll pick maybe Andrew, number one.
Andrew's the first guy we talked to. Andrew, congratulations. Sure.
That was a good call. I think Andrew's going to be all right.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, and geez, Todd or Daniel?
Daniel.
I like Daniel.
Set the bar really high. How about let's have Todd.
I'm sorry, what? Todd?
Let's have Todd go.
All right, Todd congratulations. Okay. We'll see you tonight, Todd.
Right on. I just squeezed through.
Yes, you did. Barely, by the way. She had to think about it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you just won an election with 50.5% of the vote is what just happened there.
All right, Janelle, we'll see you tonight.
All right.
Thank you for helping pick.
Of course.
Bye now.
Bye.
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Motocross legend Brian Deegan is going to be joining us. He, of course, is going to be part of this MTV Scarred Live special this Saturday. We'll tell you all about it, what he's going to be doing, what everybody's going to be doing, how you can go down and see it live. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And we'll talk to him. Jimmy Kimmel coming up next hour. Got the movie beat on the way because it's Friday. Right now, though, Kevin is dialing up the grand prize winner. We'll find out who's going to Orlando, Florida to see Family Values in concert.
This person already got two tickets to see Family Values at Verizon Wireless September 2nd. Those tickets go on sale if you want to buy them tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
Hello?
Chell?
Yes?
Your name is Chell?
Yeah.
Chell Barrera.
Uh-huh.
That's your name. You're sticking with that.
Yeah.
You're happy with Chell.
Uh-huh.
Is it short for Chelsea?
No, for Michelle.
Yeah, it's got to be Michelle, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's Kevin and Bean calling here. We're on K-Rock Radio, and I guess you won Family Values tickets from us earlier this week or at some time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you also qualified for that grand prize trip for two to see Family Values in Orlando, Florida, and you won it.
No way!
Yep.
Way!
You get air...
Whoa!
You get airfare for two, you get hotel, you get two tickets to see the Family Values Tour, and you get $500 spending cash. And on top of that, you also get a key that could start a 2007 Chevrolet HHR and gas for a whole year.
Whoa! So, oh, my gosh!
Friday the 13th is your lucky day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yay, no kidding. Oh, wow.
Change your name. Everything will be copacetic. Well, congratulations.
So cool.
Have a great time in Orlando. We'll have somebody call you back a little bit later on this morning, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shell.
All right. Thanks.
Incubus played the Greek a couple of nights ago, I think. It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ at 7:38.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Why would
come
you?
On.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
Is it Friday the 13th, right? Is it Friday the 13th?
Yeah, nothing to do with Halloween.
But that's not the same?
No.
Well, that song is not about Friday the 13th. It's about Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they kind of
yeah.
say it in the song.
Oh, I should have realized that.
Pretty clearly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm always looking for reasons to play my favorite song. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, still looking for Brian Deegan. I think he's out back on the bike doing a backflip. So we're going to locate him and get to him and talk about the MTV Scarred live show. But first, we got an update, I guess, Kevin, am I right, on a showbiz story that Ralph Garman broke yesterday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ralph told us that K-Fed, Kevin Federline, is dating Luscious Liz from Power 106. And we
that
said
that is just yeah. wrong.
And we said that's just wrong. Mr. Federlezy? Hello?
Hey, K-Fed.
K-Fed, are you there? Oh, this is working out well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. Now, for folks who don't know the name, Luscious Liz, she works on The Big Boy Show, which is the only funny show that's on in the morning at this time. And, you know, she's a hip-hop DJ. And, you know, K-Fed, I guess they know each other. I guess that much is true. Hello?
What was that? Hello?
K-Fed's got a lot of people at his house this morning.
Check. Hello?
There he is.
Damn it. Work that. Damn.
Wow. Was that us or was
God
that you,
damn.
K-Fed?
Who do you think?
Us.
Yeah, of course. Swab like that.
Sure. Well, sorry for the bumpy intro, but K-Fed, we had to talk to you. I didn't think, honestly, I thought your days were done. I thought your 15-minute clock had run out and that we would never have occasion to speak with you again. But
never
when we heard...
Never count me out. You know what I'm saying? I've been fighting against people for 400 years. My people have been fighting the oppression of the white man. Okay.
No,
ever
no,
since
that's...
you brought us over here in slave ships, I've been fighting against things. You know what I'm saying? But you can't count me out. I'm
okay,
a thug.
Kevin, you're thinking of Africans. That's not what this is about at all. We're talking about you, the white grungy rapper from Fresno. But listen, we
rapper.
Thought
you said rapper.
I did. We thought you were done, and then we heard that maybe you were dating Luscious Liz from Power 106,
that's
and
right.
that frankly turned our stomachs.
Who's the Mac now? Who's the Mac now? I sense a little bit of jealousy. You've been drinking a little Haterade because of all the fine poontang I've been getting lately.
Well, she has been denying it, if that tells
well,
you anything.
You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, look.
What?
Why?
I am pretty much the pinnacle of the hip-hop world.
Yeah, well,
I'm on
I
top
think,
of things.
I think
she
that's a given.
She works for a hip-hop station.
Right.
I don't want that hoe to get fired or anything like that just because of conflict of interest or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's why you have to keep it quiet?
Yeah, I mean, she's just trying to keep it on the down low. She doesn't want to look like she's giving any special treatment or anything to me. I mean, they're going to play my records no matter what. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the way I roll. That's the way I roll. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm running hip-hop, okay? And they're pretty much on the top of the hip-hop scheme here in L.A.
Have they played your music yet?
Yeah, dog. What do you mean, have they played it?
No, but
have
seriously.
Have they played it recently?
Have they not played it? It's like, is there ever a time when they're not playing it? It's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers on K-Rock?
Yeah.
That's K-Fed on Power.
No, it isn't.
Yep.
We hear the station. I mean, every time you turn on, it's, you know, it's Rihanna or it's Jay-Z or it's Akon. There's a lot of people, T-Pain. I mean, there's a lot of acts that are way bigger than you are that Luscious Liz, if she was just interested in her career, she'd be hooking up with one of them. She'd be with Timbaland. She wouldn't be with K-Fed.
Your white honky ears filter it out. You know what I'm saying? They can't even hear me.
No, we don't know what you're saying.
That's right. Your eardrums are not dark enough to hear my music.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Go
let me ask
tan.
It.
Go get a tan, bitch.
Let me ask it this way. Luscious
ask
Liz.
It,
okay, I will. Luscious Liz says you guys know each other, but you're just friends. That's her official statement. What are you saying?
Sounds very contrived and artificial to me. What I'm saying is, I knocked her boots from here to Gardena. That's what I'm saying. I dropped 10 inches of Federline out of, at the back of that ass.
Now, I thought that you were done with your music. I thought you learned your lesson.
We
no, I told you, look, many a times I've told you, maybe my first effort playing with fire, okay? You know what I'm saying? Playing with fire, better lines and fuego. I'm saying maybe it was a little bit too avant-garde, mm-hmm. a little bit too advanced for most people.
Are you sure it wasn't just too crappy?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't it.
All right.
Okay? And maybe it wasn't, you know, acceptable to a commercial palate.
Because you need to dumb it down.
I'm gonna bring it back down, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my music settle. Okay. And then hopefully people can understand me on my second go-round. You know what I'm saying? Rapping is not what I do. It's who I am.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I didn't choose
this.
I was born into being a thug.
Right, whatever. Okay, listen.
All right.
Is the song that we have about your relationship with Luscious Liz?
Word to Your Mother, of course it is.
It is, okay. What's the song title?
The Language of Love.
Damn, Tito. I didn't even know you could play the flute, dog. Ay, yes, good job. Hey, Kevin Federline?
That's me.
1-800-520-1059.
Well, guess who's in the neighborhood now, dog?
Who, man?
My ball.
The real big boy lives in King Bed's underwear.
It's a sausage.
We both speak the language of love. And by language of love, I mean Ebonics.
The real big boy lives in King Bed's underwear.
Big boy.
I'm inside big boy's neighborhood. My wee's on swole and I'm up to no good. K-Fed. I run the hip-hop biz, and I got me a new hoe named Luscious Liz. Britney got fat, so I dumped the bitch, and now I find my chicks at Power 106.
I'm hungry
for some Mexican. Come and sprinkle my churro with your cinnamon. The boobies are nice, your ass is tight, so make your way to Casa de Federline tonight.
The real big boy lives in K-Fed's underwear.
I wish I was fat.
I'm speaking to you in the language of love, and by language of love, I mean Ebonics. All them other boys, they can't compete. I'll buy you a corn dog and take it to the swap meet. Hey, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
K-Rock.
Real big boy lives in K-Fed's underwear.
That's right.
That's your message.
Yes.
That's what you want us to believe.
That's what I want you to understand.
All right. Congratulations to Chell Barrera from Redlands. Got the grand prize drawing this morning at 7:15. We sent her to see the Family Values Tour in Orlando, Florida. She got airfare for two, hotel, two tickets to see Family Values, and $500 spending cash.
Think how great Orlando is going to seem to her after living in Redlands, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the prize would have been great for anybody, but for somebody living in the 909,
dude,
it's paradise.
Dude,
man.
Trust
it's paradise.
Me, Florida is the 909 of the East. Believe me, you.
So she'll fit right in there.
Oh, yeah, it'll be like home. Just a little more humid.
All right.
It's 7:52, Linkin Park on the way. Their new one, Bleed It Out. Also Nirvana, Plain White Tees next hour. And our old friend Jimmy Kimmel, who's co-hosting the ESPYs with a young man named LeBron James. I hear they're dating, by the way. I hear they're the new couple in Hollywood.
Correct.
So, we'll talk to Jimmy coming up just after 8. First, though, it's Friday morning. Ralph's got the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything to be the best.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies, he may be the one man who holds a secret that will defeat them.
He's really good at staying alive, and trying to kill him and failing just pisses him off.
No matter where he turns, there's just no escaping his destiny. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
That intro is longer than every movie that's coming out this week.
My God in heaven.
It has grown.
I went and got a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I went out and saw a movie. I went and saw Talk to Me. Talk to Me is one of the 10 movies coming out this week.
Okay.
Have you familiar with the Talk to Me project?
Oh, no. It looks so good.
I can't wait.
I don't know what it is.
Don Cheadle stars as a real-life radio DJ from the 60s named Petey Green, who was one of the original shock jocks in Washington, D.C. He was a black dude who had spent time in the joint. That's how he learned to be a DJ. For good behavior, they would let him spin records and be a DJ on the PA system there in prison.
That's where I learned.
Exactly.
Strangely enough.
And when he got out, he finally got his break and became a huge part of the landscape and pop culture in the Washington, D.C. area and has influenced radio people, geez, for generations. Don Cheadle plays him.
Yeah, this is one of those actors who got this story made because he loved it, right? I mean, this was his personal project. It was to play this dude and get this film made to pay tribute to this guy.
And if you want to see the real-life Petey Green, you can go on YouTube. And he used to have a TV show, too. They gave him a morning TV show in there. He would just talk, basically, on the television show. There is a segment from that show of him telling you how to eat watermelon that will be the most entertaining 4 minutes of your life, I guarantee you. Check that out. Petey Green, watermelon. That's what I need to punch into YouTube. Anyway, Don Cheadle plays Petey. And here is Petey on the air to give you an example of what he sounded like back in the 60s after he made a visit to the White House. He was invited to the White House. And all hell broke loose with a little bit of a scandal in the newspapers the next day.
Y'all see the paper this morning, P-Town. Say Petey Green goes to the White House and steals some silverware. Now, come on, that don't make no damn sense. Imagine that, a Negro like me, ex-con, get invited by the president to the White House and I'm gonna run up in there and take something? Come on, y'all. I ain't that crazy.
As he stirs his tea with a spoon stolen from the White House. That's the end of that.
That's
moment.
Funny.
Yeah.
But isn't Don Cheadle just, you can watch him in anything and
absolutely.
It's great. He's great. He's the best.
Listen, the whole cast. You got Mike Epps is in this as well. Cedric the Entertainer. Martin Sheen plays the program director of the station that he works at.
Awesome.
It's a great lineup, and I'm really looking forward to checking out this film this weekend. Also, a film that looks very promising is Interview. This is a remake of a Dutch film by filmmaker Theo van Gogh, who has since passed away. But this is a remake of the film. It's just a pretty much a two-person story. Steve Buscemi is another actor I can watch in anything, doing anything. He plays a reporter who has to interview a B-list actress played by Sienna Miller. That's worth watching.
Oh.
He is arrogant. He's intelligent. He's usually a political pundit. And he's assigned by his magazine to do a puff piece on this B-list actress. Circumstances present themselves where they end up spending more time together than they thought they would, and they both learn a little something about the other person in the course of the film. Here's a little scene of the interview featured in Interview.
Is beauty important for your career?
Is journalism important for your personality?
Are you good at seducing men?
Are you gay, Pierre? What would be the point in telling me that I was beautiful if you didn't want to f*** me?
I don't f*** celebrities.
I don't f*** nobody's.
Oh, there you go.
Good times right there.
So they got along well.
Yeah, they have a good time.
Excellent.
That's an interview available in selected theaters this weekend. Captivity also opens. This is that movie that had the big turmoil about their advertising campaign a few months back. Remember they had those billboards showing Alicia Cuthbert behind a fence? And then another one of her being bled out and another of her dead body laying there. Was like a three-panel sequence on billboards.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
A lot of women's rights groups and children's rights groups were up in arms about that being publicly seen in the streets, and they quickly changed their advertising program. But it's basically a horror film about a beautiful New York fashion model who gets captured by a lunatic and is tortured and held without her consent, naturally. In a horrible situation from a person who is about to kill her and another hostage being mysteriously held by this lunatic. Here in the scene from Captivity, Alicia Cuthbert discusses escaping with the dude that is in the cell next to her.
We gotta get out of here.
No, but this whole place is sealed.
I tried going through the fence. I got barred the way. It's too narrow. He got me. Have you seen him?
No, he's been drugging me. God, this might sound incredibly selfish, but right now I'm thanking God I'm not alone.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm thanking God I'm not alone. I'm glad you got captured too, beautiful model.
Well, if they're gonna ever speak up, Ralph?
No, the whole movie's a lot of that.
Whispering?
Everything that I can see is a lot of, is he coming? I don't know. Where'd he go? Yeah, I hear him. Do you hear him? Yeah, a lot of that.
Is she partially clothed?
She's partially nude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, apparently there's some delicious skin shots of Alicia Cuthbert, which would make it worth going to. And, of course, the smash hit of the week. It opened already on Wednesday. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the fifth in the Harry Potter books, filmed with the usual suspects returning to repeat their roles, Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter, Emma Watson as Hermione Granger. In this film, Harry's fallen out with not only his Muggle family, but also some people at the school, because he is secretly teaching the students how to defend themselves with spells. And they frown on that there at Hogwarts. But the students recognize that Voldemort's return is a real potential threat. And here's Hermione asking Harry to teach her and her friends how to stand up against the threat of Lord Voldemort.
Facing this stuff in real life is not like school. In school, if you make a mistake, you can just try again tomorrow. But out there, when you're a second away from being murdered, or watching a friend die right before your eyes, you don't know what that's like.
You're right, Harry, we don't. That's why we need your help.
Harry's got his wand with Hermione again.
Oh! Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question, and I guess I'll direct this to Kevin because he's seen all the movies. Ralph and I have not.
And he's read the books, too, you know.
And he's read the books as well, yeah. There was a lot of talk when this series started that these kids were so cute and personable, and they were like 10. And then they were wondering if they're going to make the movie, be able to make the movies fast enough before they all grew into really unattractive teenagers. I was just wondering, isn't the kid who plays Harry Potter like 35 now? I mean, how are they pulling this off with him as a teenager or whatever?
He is one of those kids, though, that comes across as very adult.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they cast him originally. Yeah. Because he had his wisdom beyond his years, as they say.
Because they've all grown up quite a bit since the series began, right?
They're only a couple years older than the actual characters at this point. I think he's 21,
oh, really?
22.
Okay.
And in this film, I think Harry's 17, 18, something like that. But
yeah, I think they're pulling it off.
Until Harry wisely uses his magic to make girls' clothes disappear, I'm not going to bother with this.
Oh, I'm surprised that...
You're just going to re-rent Zapped until that happens.
Exactly.
I'm surprised you like sci-fi themed stuff. I'm surprised you don't like this.
It's not really a matter of me not being interested. It's a matter of being so far beyond the curve now.
So far behind?
They say this film does nothing to try to catch you up in terms of who the characters are or what's happening in the plot. They're assuming that you've seen everything up to this point, and they just don't have time to pull over and wait for you to catch up, really. They're going full bore. So until I see the other... I only saw the first one. I never saw the other three. So until I catch up, I don't think I can go out and do
You'll learn one. Like I did in three that you can do magic too.
Well, really?
Yep.
Sweet.
Put spells on people, the whole deal.
Well, I'm just going to go rent them this weekend then. Good. And Ralph Garman, I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
I don't want to give away too much, but we're doing Breakfast with Linkin Park next week.
Okay, where's the secret part now?
We're not supposed to say that's supposed to be, hey, this weekend we're supposed to say, hey, tune in Monday. We've got a big announcement about one of your favorite K-Rock bands. You don't just blurt it out like that.
Hang on, Monday.
Oh, dear God. It's 8:08 Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, you say there's nothing on TV wrong. This Sunday night, it's the ESPY Awards on ESPN at 9 o'clock, hosted by LeBron James, who you may have heard of, and a young man named Jimmy Kimmel, who you're probably not familiar with. But young James Kimmel joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we're great. I'm a little bit concerned because you were dating Mike Tyson for a long, long time, and now it seems like you've thrown him over for another black dude. What's up?
Well, I wouldn't say. Listen, you know what? I keep my relationships open, and I'm allowed to date more than one black person at a time.
Wow, that's great. You live the life. I got to
really
tell you, Bean, I wanted to bring in a clip from last night's show because Jimmy had LeBron on last night, They were telling stories about the after party back at Jimmy Kimmel's house, and Jimmy said this about LeBron James.
You leaped in, you got completely nude, and jumped into the pool.
And I thought, wow, that's a party I want to be at. LeBron James nuded his house.
There's no after party at my house. Oh. But let me say this, though. Did you hear the story I told about Suge Knight?
Yes, and I need you to tell Bean that. I've been promising him this all day.
This is the craziest... I mean, this is the craziest thing maybe I've ever heard. And I heard it from... I mean, these are people that I know well who swear up and down that they're not making it up, that it really happened, that Suge Knight and Paris Hilton... We're making out after the show.
No.
I mean, this is in full view of producers of the ESPYs, of one of the writers that I worked with on the show. She was giving him a lap dance throughout the party. Paris Hilton, Suge Knight.
That's unbelievable.
That really is unbelievable. Now, did it look like she had a choice?
Yes.
That's a great question.
I asked that question, and I said, perhaps... He controls that woman's prison somehow, and he arranged for some special dispensation.
Right.
And in exchange, she has to be his slave or something for like 90 days when she comes out of jail, and maybe but not the case.
Wow, that's
fantastic.
Impossible to believe.
And it's funny, by the way, because Paris got so much ink after her appearance with Larry King, where she talked about how prison had really changed her, and she was not going to be partying anymore, and she was going to be dedicating her lives to helping women. And now she's lap dancing on Suge Knight.
That's awesome. It's the same thing. It's, they're all missions of mercy. Isn't that great? And then the other part of the story is there's this guy, and if you watch the ESPYs on Sunday night, you'll appreciate this even more. But they did this big emotional piece about Northern Ireland and these two coaches who are working to bring the kids from, I guess the Protestants and the Catholics, they'll get along and bring them together and through sports. And it was very... touching piece. And this guy, you know, he was there afterwards. He was at the party. Well, he sees this going on. Now, this is one of these guys. They flew him in from Ireland. He doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is Paris Hilton is giving a lap dance to some enormous black guy. And he takes a picture of it. And one of Suge Knight's guys gets up and snatches his camera and pops the memory card out. Now this guy's, like, looking to fight. He's like, oh, no, you do not do that to my cat. You know, he doesn't know what's going on. Everybody has to get around and go, hey, man, just, you know what?
Let
him have the card. Because
he's Suge Knight.
It's hard to explain, but he's Suge Knight. Yeah.
There's a long story that goes behind it, so just trust us and let him have the card.
Yeah. This is Jimmy Kimmel. We're talking, of course, about the ESPY Awards. Now, they've already happened, right, James? But we'll see them Sunday night on ESPN. That's the deal, right?
Well, you never know. I mean, something terrible could happen. I mean, you know, we could be preempted. But, that's the plan.
That's the plan right now.
Sunday night, that's the plan.
What about this LeBron James? We were talking about him off air within the last few days. He's one of those guys who had all the promise as a high school athlete. Everybody said he's the real deal. And like so many of them, you expect, you know, he's going to flame out and not live up to his potential. He has turned into everything people thought he was going to be and more. And by all accounts, on top of it, super nice dude, right?
He is nice, and you should see, he's got this, like, 2-year-old son who he calls the N-word over.
Oh, no. Really?
Well, you got to teach the next generation how to act, Jimmy.
Jimmy, have you thought maybe that's his name?
It's not.
Okay.
It's LeBron Jr., but, that's what he calls him.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Really hard, because I went to his house for dinner, and it was very difficult for me not to roll on the ground laughing every time. Like, up all night last night, you know. But
oh, my God. Hey, were those plans for the house? Was that real last night?
That was absolutely real, yeah.
Tell people the house that LeBron James is building.
He's building one of these, you know, 50 million. And, you know, in Akron, Ohio, where he's building this house, I mean, you could build a palace for, I don't know, like $80,000. Right. I don't know. You know, the land is worth nothing. So he's building this huge place with a casino and a bowling alley and a barbershop and a Hall of Fame. And the best part is he's got a sculpture of his head on the outside of the house in the front.
A giant sculpture of his head.
Oh, my God.
And Jimmy said, so security's important to you, I said.
Jimmy, I know you've encountered, you know, thousands of celebrities and you found yourself in bizarre situations all the time. But is it a little weird to be sitting in LeBron James' house for dinner? I mean, what do you talk about?
It is weird. We found plenty to talk about, but it was not nearly as weird as being in a shower the other night with Danica Patrick, Jerry Tarkanian, a horse, and Mike Tyson.
Well, that I missed.
That is going to be on the ESPY show.
Oh, on
but
the ESPYs, okay.
I showered with all of those individuals at once. And I was looking around and thinking, this is like a dream I would have had in high school. You know, it was like I was showering with some chick, and then Jerry Tarkanian, the coach of UNLV, walked in.
That's a bald guy to choose on the towel, right?
That's right. Yeah. And Mike Tyson was there. And
how come there's two guys and only one girl?
That's how I roll, man.
In the
you
shower
know that.
Of your dreams.
That's, right. That's Jimmy's dreams, man.
One of the guys is Jerry Tarkanian. That's why.
All right.
Sure. Is there, forgive me, it's been a year since I've seen the ESPYs. Do they have entertainment? They have musical acts or anything like that that entertain on the show, too?
LeBron sings My Prerogative on the show, which is pretty funny.
Fantastic.
And with Bobby Brown sitting in the audience, really kind of coincidentally. And then, there's Macy Gray and Rocco DeLuca and Common do a performance at the end, but there's not too much of that.
You asked him last night, you asked LeBron if Bobby Brown had run into him or he had run into Bobby Brown after he sang his song, and what he said, he kind of just blew it off laughing. You know, he said, I ruined it. Did you get an idea that was true, or is he just making
it? Yeah, I don't think he was kidding. Yeah, he said he was terrible. Well, I said, did Bobby Brown give you a review of your singing? He said, yeah, it was terrible. but he was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. Let's not. I mean, everybody got a kick out of it.
Oh, it was
fun
bad.
To watch. But his singing was atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah. His skills may lie on the basketball court instead. The ESPY Awards, Sunday night at 9 o'clock on ESPN. We're talking to Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, tonight on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, just after midnight on ABC, you've got a dude we had on yesterday, the most fascinating guest we've had in a long time, Bear Grylls from that Man vs. Wild show. He's a great guest. You're going to have big fun with him.
He drinks his own urine. I'm going to have him drink some of my urine on the show tonight.
Jimmy, he told us that when you're really, really thirsty and you have to have it, you can drink the juice from elephant poo.
Yeah, but this is the point. There's no reason to ever get to that situation.
Well, Beat and I were saying that's the point where we just give up and die.
We just lay down on the floor and die. Yeah. I mean, before I pull out a knife and eat a sheep's eye, which I saw him do on the show the other night, I just decide my life's not worth living, I guess. It is funny, though. One thing you might, if it comes up, he told us that he never tells his wife when he goes home what he's done on the show that he's just filmed because he knows she won't kiss him. If he says, oh, yeah, I was drinking urine and elephant dung, he knows he's not getting any, so you got to keep that to yourself. So.
Yeah, I guess. Although I think the safest thing would be never, ever to kiss him at all.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you're right about that. Anyway, Bear is a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, just after midnight on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel is our guest.
Hold on a second, guys. Yes. I'm just getting something over the internet, a headline from the Toronto Star. It says, Weird Al is still the king of parodies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good news.
Fantastic.
No, that is excellent news.
I knew
it was up for a vote. I just
didn't realize. Thank God.
We'll take a break, come back more with Jimmy Kimmel after this on K-Rock. Right now, we're on the line with Jimmy Kimmel.
He's a fag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, both come going on for it there.
Whole chorus of people.
Hey, now.
How about that?
Jimmy
is, of course, talking about the ESPYs Sunday night at 9 on ESPN. He co-hosts with his new boyfriend, LeBron James. It looks like a very funny show, so definitely tune in for that. Tonight, join him just after midnight on ABC Channel 7. Jimmy, I saw something in an interview from you recently in one of the many, many newspapers that you talked to, where you revealed a previously, at least to me, hidden skill, something that you're awesome at, that I didn't know you could do.
Masturbating.
No, we knew that.
That I knew. Farting. I knew farting. I knew masturbating. I knew staying awake all night. I knew those three
things.
That's
it. That's all there is, really.
Apparently, according to you in this interview, you are the master at naming any 80s hit pop song within
that's
5
true.
Seconds.
That is true.
Now, what's that all about? Are you like
you
when you
knew
with
this.
Something? I didn't know that.
Well, test me out.
Didn't know we had something to test out, did you?
It's the Go-Go's, right?
No, I'm sorry. We were
what
looking
was that?
For That's... Goodbye to You by Scandal is
oh,
what we
yeah,
were looking
goodbye
for
to you.
There, Jimmy.
Yeah. That's a little early in the 80s for me.
Right,
let me give you
another one. You ready?
Okay.
I name this one.
Oh, that's Rick Springfield. Easy.
Wow. What song?
Someone's been loved.
That's the problem. He doesn't know the names. He can just sing
them. Don't talk to strangers.
That's it.
There you go.
All right.
Outstanding. All right.
All right. Here's another one.
Oh, easy. She's a beauty, the Tubes.
That's right.
Oh, wow. God.
That's pretty good, by the way, because I cut it off way early.
Thank you.
How about this one?
Oh, that's easy. That's St. Elmo's Fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got 100 points for that one, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Oh, we have a point system? Oh, that's good.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I heard a rumor.
Bananarama. Look at you go. Jimmy, what's this set for life? You're not...
Well, that was pretty good, though, wasn't it, fellas?
It's not bad.
I started off a little bit weak. But...
I'm going to throw some in the future. As soon as you hear something,
good.
You got to tell us what it is. What is set for life? Why do you need another TV show?
I don't. It's you know what? It's a game show, and ABC was excited about it, and they forced me to host it.
Wow. Well, that's very honest
It's a ringing endorsement.
So you work for them. Basically, they tell you what you have to do, and you can't say no.
Well, more or less, yeah. I mean, what they say is, listen, we have let you be on the air for almost 5 years.
And they have.
Now.
I mean, that's hard to argue.
Let's not, now we need to get something out of you. But it came out pretty good. It starts next Friday night.
Hey, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the Lady in Red?
Yes!
Thank you.
50 points for Christopher.
Well done, James.
Thank
well done.
You.
How about this one?
That's Too Shy by Kaja Gugu.
Look at that.
He's on a roll. That's 25 points for that one.
He whiffed on Scandal, but he's gotten all of the rest of them.
Well, I needed to get my bearings.
That's not bad.
All right, give him this one. This is my favorite.
Oh, that's Cool It Now, of course.
New Edition.
My song, the New Edition.
Yeah. My song.
Oh, you know, Kevin, I have a whole dance I made up to that song.
Yeah, you have a lot of dances that you've made up. That scares the hell out of me. All right, here you go. You ready?
Oh, that's Beat It.
Close.
Ooh, close. Let's hear a little more.
We Throw You a Curveball.
Beat It. Oh, it's Eat It. There you go.
See what we did? We tricked you.
Well, Weird Al is still the king of song parodies.
That's correct, yes.
All right, one more, and we save the hardest for last. We've got Jimmy Kimmel on the line. Before we say goodbye, ESPY Awards Sunday nights at 9 on ESPN. Look for him weeknights at midnight on ABC. And, of course, Set for Life next Friday night also on ABC. Here's the toughest, Jim, so listen close.
All right. This is for all the points. Here you go. We built this. What's that?
That's Starship, one of the worst songs ever recorded.
250
points. Correct. We'll accept that as the correct answer.
Nicely
yes.
done.
Jimmy, have a great weekend, man. Always great to talk to you, dude.
Thanks, fellas. You know I love you, right?
Yeah, no. ESPY Awards, Sunday night, 9 o'clock ESPN. Jimmy
Kimmel
Live.
Yeah, Bean said that, Kevin.
Tonight,
he just said that. He just said
it. He doesn't listen. Kevin doesn't listen to the show. Hey, Kevin. Kevin, the song's over. Dude, hey.
Wake up.
No, what the hell was that?
That's why I have that horn standing by. It's just in case. Just in case Kevin dozes off. It's 8:38 on the Kevin and Bean Show. What about our X Games pal, Brian Deegan? What about him?
Brian, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
I'm on your website right now. No one in freestyle has had it as good and as bad as Brian Deegan. Brian has collected more X Games and Gravity Games medals than any other competitor. It also goes on to say at the same time, you've accumulated more X-rays, pins, rods, plates, casts, gashes, and screws than almost any freestyle motocross rider. That's why you're the perfect dude to be on this Scarred special on MTV tomorrow. Don't you think, Brian?
Absolutely. When that show came out, I'm like, dude, that show was meant for me right there.
Yeah.
Did you? So this whole deal that's going to happen with Scarred is just perfect for the whole story of what I've been through.
This is like a three-hour live special, right?
Yeah, 3 hours live on MTV building up to this big backflip.
Now, the backflip you're talking about, is that's the one with the 360?
Yeah, it's going to be a backflip variation over ramp to ramp. And, it, you know, it depends what the situations are, and it could be a 360. You never know.
Okay, now, is it correct that there is a pool with sharks in it?
Yeah, I figured, you know, it's just not enough flipping ramp to ramp. I probably better throw some sharks
Look,
in there.
I could only die. Let's make it something interesting. Put some sharks under me.
For sure. I can't wait. I've been down all morning feeding the sharks. You can hear them.
Oh, my God.
Dude, wow. How many times, Brian, have you done this particular backflip?
I've done it, you know, before
Hey, Brian?
Brian, we need the phone back, dude.
Hey, Brian? You've got to take the phone out of your ass.
I think it's in the shark tank or something. Brian, we can't hear you, dude.
I was saying after the time I crashed.
Is he kidding?
Kind of set me back.
Brian, are you kidding?
I think it sounded to me like maybe he moved the water around with the phone and now the phone's all hunked up.
Can you
hear me? Well, you sound Barely. Way muffled, like you're talking out of somebody else's ass.
Yeah, the water.
Hey, there you are.
There he is. He's back. Okay.
There you are.
All right. Good job. I'm sorry. The question was, how many times have you done the backflip? Let's back up to that.
It's been one of those things where after that bad crash, I kind of laid off on it.
Yeah. Now, 2003 is the year you did the 360, right?
Yes.
And I have some audio from that, and I want you to listen very particularly for the second announcer that's on this clip.
Oh! Oh, dig it! He ran into 360! Just landed the first 360 on a motorcycle.
Now, I don't mean to call anyone a pussy, but who was the person that said, oh, my God?
Oh, that's funny you say that. It's Cameron Steele. Well, he's one of my buddies. That guy, he definitely got flustered at that moment.
Yeah, you barely made that one, too. I mean, you just about, you went too far. I couldn't tell which if you were barely far enough or too far.
It was one of those things where the last-minute deal, I had never done a 360 to dirt, but the crowd was there, the whole vibe was on. I went for it, and I landed off, almost missed the landing, and kind of 50-50 the landing and pulled it. It was just meant to be.
Pulled it out.
Now, this location where you're going to be tomorrow, Brian, is at the Chula Vista Skate Park at the Boys and Girls Club, 1301 Oleander Avenue in Chula Vista. Have you been down there? How many people can come down and see this thing live tomorrow?
It's by the skate park. It's a little small area, so the sooner you get there, the better. The place is going to be packed. It's a cool location. It looks just like the Scarred you know, TV series.
So so on the three-hour special, they're going to show, like, highlights, the sickest clips from, like, the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be the gnarliest stuff. That I think this whole three-hour deal is probably one of the gnarliest things that MTV's ever done.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. And then they're also going to have some of the people who were injured really badly in the Scarred special. They're going to have them recreate the stunt that they got injured doing. That's my favorite thing. We're going to run video of you taking a handlebars to the junk, and then we're going to have you do it again.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't make us look too bright.
No, because most people, once they wipe out and break a leg because they're trying to skateboard down a staircase or something, they usually say, well, that was a mistake. I won't do that again. MTV comes along and says, want to do it again on TV Live? And they go, sure.
Sure, why not?
Isn't that what reality is all about? I guess reality just isn't exciting enough until you have a serious fatality.
You have to really threaten to kill yourself, which is what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, so you'll be down there. A bunch of the contestants previously will be down there to reattempt their stunts. Also, I guess Jacoby probably is going to be there. He's the host of the show, so he'll be down there doing his thing too, right?
Yep.
And it's free for people who want to come down to Chula Vista at the skate park. Now, you're telling people to get there, if they can, by 11 o'clock in the morning, right?
Absolutely, because I think it's only going to fit so many people, and it's going to be packed.
And I hear you're going to do a drawing for somebody to have the right to give you their kidney. Is that true?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm
excellent.
I'm up for all donations on the kidneys.
Okay, good.
Any organs.
Any organs. Okay, great. What is it like for you, Brian, getting up every morning? Is it a chore? Not from the excitement standpoint, but you really have been hurt a lot.
Absolutely. That's so funny you say. I'm doing this from the hot tub. I'm a sore dude. Every morning I'm hurting pretty bad.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And
you're also going to give away some awards. Biggest idiot, stupidest mistake, most mind-blowing metaphor for pain. All kinds of weird stuff going on tomorrow. And then Brian's going to do the jump live over sharks.
Yes,
gonna
I think
great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I remember Fonzie he jumped over sharks at one time. So
yeah.
I figured we could recreate that because the Fonz is pretty sweet.
Now, Brian, if you make it, do you think they're going to ask you to go again? Because it is Scarred, after all. I mean, you pretty much have to keep going until you miss.
Yeah, well, I hope not. I think my plan is to nail it. So, you know, I want to ride away and live to ride another day.
Yeah. I got you. All right.
All right. Last question, Brian, and again, don't miss the Scarred Live special tomorrow at 2 o'clock on MTV. Are you going to have any kind of involvement in this summer's X Games?
Absolutely. I'm doing Step Up and Best Trick, and then I'm announcing with the guy you're just laughing at, Cameron Steele, and I probably won't make that funny noise for the freestyle event.
You have to go, oh, my God! You know what you should do? You should get the clip and play it back for him and say, what happened to your voice here? I think he would like that. All right, Brian Deegan, thanks very much for coming on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm sure we'll see you at X Games time, and again, MTV tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
Good luck, dude. So the final tickets for tonight's Moody Cruise is what you're telling me. Just after 9 o'clock, we're going to be looking for ladies this time, and that's it.
Yep.
Then we're out, right?
That's it.
Not only that, but our judge,
it's
a virgin.
All right!
Well, then, but he'll take anyone, though.
No.
Anyone who's...
I'm a sign holder! I just want to get laid!
I don't think it's Nick.
No,
I don't think it's Nick.
No,
I think
not that virgin.
Okay.
It's another virgin, one of our listeners who's is in his 20s. He's had enough, wants to be in the singles party, and he's looking for a woman.
Now, we're going to need some kind of guarantee then, because...
That he's a virgin?
No, that something's going to happen. That's what I'm saying.
See if he's still got his hymen intact?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay.
No.
Ralph, he could lose his hymen with some sort of a bicycle accident.
That's
you
true.
Can't tell just by looking at a dude.
Horseback riding.
Yeah, horseback riding. Exactly. All right. So here's the deal. It's tonight in Long Beach, 1-800-520-1067. You are a woman, you are single, you are looking, and you're available to come with us tonight. You call us. We'll talk to you just after the news at 9. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday morning. What's going on?
Speaking of women,
good
one. She's 1% woman. She's all woman. That Liz Hernandez over there on Power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's more than 1% woman.
Oh.
Did I say one?
You did.
Yeah. I say 100% woman.
Oh, right.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Of course, yesterday the rumors were flying from the National Enquirer story saying that she was K-Fed's new girlfriend. I heard you talking to Fed Lizzy earlier today.
Yeah.
And
he says the big boy's in his underpants.
That's what he says.
That's what I hear.
However, after we broke the story yesterday, Luscious Liz was forced to confront it and denied it, saying it's not the case at all. We asked her to come on the air with us. She declined, but she did send us the following statement from Luscious Liz. Can you tell K-Rock that I'm actually in love with Ralph, and that's why there's no way I'm interested in K-Fed?
Kevin.
Thanks.
Liz Hernandez, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
So you sit on a throne of lies.
There's your official response from Luscious Liz. Now we've cleared that all up. It's about freaking time. Movie news. Kevin Spacey, who did such a great job in the latest Superman movie as Lex Luthor, has just signed to return in the sequel, Superman Man of Steel. Boy, I thought that first one blew. Except for him.
I barely remember it.
There you go. Apparently, he's coming back to reprise his role as the evil arch nemesis of the Man of Steel. However, he says these days he'd rather be working in theater than in movies.
Doesn't he direct a theater?
Is it the London?
The old Vic Theater. He is the creative manager of that theater. Yeah. He says, my priorities have changed. Theater is number one thing in my life. I love the movies. I'll continue to make movies when I can, but that means pay me a lot.
Yeah.
Was that Superman one? Is that the one where he lifted up like an acre of water, flew it into the sky? Is that that one?
I don't remember that segment.
I didn't see it.
They measure water
at the end. He's going up to it.
I don't recall.
Yeah. I apologize.
You don't remember that part?
Email me at ralph@krock.com.
He got shot in the eye in that one. Remember that when he got shot in the eye?
Shot in the eye.
Yeah, Superman's out. And he's dealing with that guy. And the guy shoots him in the eye, and the bullet crumples right up against his eyeball.
Lisa May.
Gene, never mind. We got it. Thank you.
Speaking of being shot in the eye,
Gene. No, we're good.
Tell it the joke yourselves, people.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Because we can't do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was sort of, that was the one with a 14-year-old Kate Bosworth as Lois Lane. Remember? Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Lois Lane.
Right.
She's like 14 years old.
Who's supposed to be an older Lois Lane. This is supposed to be five years
after
in the
future. After he leaves Earth and comes back from visiting Krypton. Yeah, and she's got a 27-year-old kid, and she's 8. The whole thing was just very screwy for me.
But it was a sizable box office hit, though, right?
Did pretty well. Bryan Singer directed, so he's returning. More great movie news. Just signed to her latest feature, Jessica Simpson, returning to work in the films.
Thank God.
She is going to Louisiana this week to enroll in a real-life military boot camp to prepare for her role in a film called Major Movie Star.
Please. I'm just a white girl who can't dance. I can only push my tush.
She plays an actress who enlists in the Army after finding her boyfriend in bed with her hairdresser. And she's a wacky blonde who has to deal with being in the Army.
That'd be funny.
Can you imagine having to train her at boot camp?
Ugh.
I mean, on one hand, she's hot, but on the other hand...
really beat the snot out of her.
Yeah, she would just whine.
No way, you can't, though.
I know.
Let me tell you, I have personal experience with training girls that are just really hot, and it's the worst thing in the world to try to personally train someone who's not willing to work hard in any way, and then gives you attitude and thinks they know better than you. It's the worst.
You know what sound you get a lot when you're training those girls? There's a lot of those deep sighs, kind of like...
That's the bean sound.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a meeting with Bean. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Same exact sound. Just that exasperated, like, oh, you want me to do 4 push-ups?
Guys, you could work them into the grave.
Literally.
Girls, not.
Literally.
Yeah, I know. Yes. You could kill people.
Put them in the hospital.
No, Psycho Mike has.
He has. No, I know.
He's ruined organs.
I know.
Internal organs have been ruined due to his workouts.
I know.
Yeah. So, that's good news. She's making another movie. Follow-up to the smash hit Blonde Ambition. Which hasn't been released yet because they keep pushing it back because it's so horrible.
Wow.
That's the remake of Working Girl that she did. Now she's remaking Private Benjamin.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't wait till she gets the Sophie's Choice. That's what I want to see her remake. The Meryl Streep role in Sophie's Choice.
Nothing will ever eclipse her groundbreaking role in Employee of the Month, though. I mean, that's the gold standard for Jessica Simpson movies, right? Or is it Dukes of Hazzard? Which one do you think is really...
Boobs.
Gosh, that's a toss-up.
I'd say it's Boobs of Hazzard.
Boobs of Hazzard. Yes, I rented that once. Speaking of boobs, Megan Fox, the beautiful star of the Transformers, has been discussing her wedding plans. Apparently, Us Weekly says that she'll probably elope with her fiancé because she's very anti-big wedding planning, if there is such a phrase. That's in quotes. By the way, her fiancé, Brian Austin Green from 90210.
What? That's why she's going to elope so nobody sees her.
You have your head up your ass.
That's the beauty of being even a little bit famous.
No kidding.
Because it just carries you forever.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Well, seriously, what's he done since 90210?
And he looks a wreck on top of it. He's aged 75 years in the last year.
Speaking of 90210 alum, Ian Ziering, apparently the latest name being tossed around as Bob Barker's replacement on The Price is Right. New York Daily News is saying he was very excited about the prospect last Thursday when he showed up to the ESPY Style Studio. I don't even know what that means, but I guess it's for the ESPY Awards. They get one of those suites where you get in and pick up crap, get free stuff if you're a celebrity. He had just received his first callback, so apparently he's high on the list of consideration of taking over that role.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah. I guess he eyeing with the skinny microphone. I just can't see it.
You know, Luke Perry's doing really well over on that John from Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's good in it.
Really good in that.
Yeah. And Jason Priestley's got a new series coming on Showtime, I think, this fall as well.
Fantastic.
So a couple of them are doing okay for themselves. Fran Drescher, remember her, the nanny?
Nope. Yeah.
Remember that time Bean talked to her?
Nope.
And
never
asked,
better.
And Bean asked her one question, and then she wanted to go back someplace else, anywhere but with him.
Yeah, Bean was talking to her on the red carpet of one of the Pierce Brosnan James Bond movies. I remember that much. I remember
I think
it as if it was
thinking
yesterday.
Of somebody else. The makeover of the night on the red carpet. Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Beautician and the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
Yeah.
I got to tell you,
For
a guy like Bean who was trying to force out any kind of pleasantry.
Yeah, he had no interest in talking to Fran Drescher.
And the fact that he didn't know about Beautician and the Beast, I'm fine with as well.
But how can you not know the canon of work that she has created?
Whatever.
In cinema.
I'm coming to my man Bean's defense. I like him better that he didn't know that.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Kevin.
So much for the Bean, huh?
Yeah. Now, while we're talking about Bean and movies, this has got to be one Bean's excited about. Footloose is being remade. The 1984 smash hit that put Kevin Bacon on the map is being remade by Paramount Pictures. And they've tapped Zac Efron from High School Musical for the lead role.
Well, of course I love Zach from High School Musical. You know that. But I never even seen the original Footloose, so I don't know that
you
I'll go see the
Footloose.
Remake.
You love Footloose.
I don't, really. Yeah. 95, BGC. I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean.
Come on.
Shut Bean up. Bean, shut up, you f***ing moron.
Oh, that's me, it's harsh. Me, GBGBG Baxter.
That's the early days of Flash Phillips, as he was known.
Oh, man. Could he throw some flames or what?
Yeah, Bean, if I could just have you stop talking altogether, that would be great. Okay.
All right, I got it.
And this is pretty interesting. Are you familiar with Andrew Morton? Does that name ring a bell?
No.
This guy's one of the celebrity tell-all unofficial biographers. He did the Princess Diana book, which was a huge scandal. He's done a few others. He has released his plans for his upcoming books, one of which is The Life Story of Tom Cruise.
Really?
Can you imagine the kind of stuff he'll be able to dig up on the Cruise Meister?
I would like to keep an eye on his health.
He may not make it to that book signing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He should have someone start his car for him in the mornings. Yeah.
I would like to add that nothing that he prints that is derogatory about Mr. Cruise is true.
That's correct.
I would like
to
also say that.
It will be a pack
true.
Of lies because
it
he's
be
very,
lies
very litigious.
Andrew,
and
Andrew,
right.
Andrew. You hear a lot of that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Patrick Stewart, Professor Xavier from the X-Men films. Also, Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation. He is 67 years old today. I didn't know he was 67. That's old.
He
He's
looks
old
pretty
dude.
Good.
He's been old.
Here's
for
the thing. That's the beauty of being old or young. If that makes any sense. Is that if you're gray and bald at 40,
right?
By the time you hit 67, you've changed very little.
Still
that's
the same.
True. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Harrison Ford is 65 years old today. Cameron Crowe, writer-director, Almost Famous is one of his classic films, as well as Jerry Maguire he did.
Who wins in a steel cage death match, Harrison Ford or Patrick Stewart? I think Patrick Stewart, even though he's
kidding?
Older, don't you?
Yes.
Stewart in the chair? Is he in the wheelchair or is he out of the wheelchair?
I think he's out of the wheelchair.
Oh.
Harrison Ford
does
has
he have
been
a phaser or doesn't he have a phaser?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Harrison Ford's been
just
dead for about 10 years. He just hasn't laid down.
Hand-to-hand combat is what I'm saying, Ralph.
Wow. I don't know.
No question.
I don't know.
I mean, he is
Harrison Ford is Han Solo and Indiana Jones, exactly. Kevin. It is. You got to give him some credit for that.
40 years ago. Is British.
Woohoo! That was the last time a British guy won a fight.
Exactly. Lennox Lewis, maybe. That's it.
I forgot to factor the Yoo-hoo factor in.
The Yoo-hoo UK factor.
That's right. And Will Champion, drummer for Coldplay, turns 29 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tonight is Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. And we have two little pairs of tickets left.
Is that it?
And we're going to give them away right now.
In a world where being single sucks, Kevin and Bean are back to save your love life.
If I don't get some soon, I'm going to explode.
On the first booty cruise, the K-Rock listeners got their drink on and took their clothes off. Yeah. On booty cruise, too, some hooked up, some passed out, and some can't remember what they did.
Oh, hey, where are my pants?
Who cares? Where are the keys to these handcuffs?
And now, this summer, the Kevin and Bean Singles Party returns in Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Looking for ladies only, 21 and up right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to join us, all of us here on the Kevin and Bean Morning Show tonight in the Long Beach Harbor, courtesy of Harbor Breeze Cruises, after party at the Mai Tai Bar. By the way, the Harbor Breeze Cruise Line whale watching tours have been spotting blue whales daily. You can go to www.2seawhales.com. Kevin, I'm a little confused. I need some help here, though.
Me too.
We're talking to Jeff, who's on the line right now, and he's going to be helping us find some ladies to join the party. Now, Jeff, it says here, is 24 years old. He's a production assistant for the History Channel. He loves comic books and baseball. His photo that he sent in to us is him with Chewbacca, yet it also says that he's a virgin. Now, how can all of those things be true? He can't have Chewbacca, comics, baseball, and the History Channel going for him and still not get laid, can he?
Jeff.
What's that?
Jeff, seriously.
I think the History Channel
I know,
part.
Dude. I know.
You're a production assistant for History Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Harriet Beecher Stowe stops by, you can nail her, but beyond that, you're out of luck, right?
Good reference. Yeah.
Have you...
it's a History Channel joke.
Have you not tried, or is it a religious thing, or what?
No, I tried. I just would say that I have, like, zero game.
Jeff, I'm going to be honest. The Chewbacca photo as an introduction doesn't help. You know, I mean, there's already kind of a reputation that if you're a Star Wars geek enough to, like, take a picture of Chewbacca, then maybe you're not really serious about sex.
Oh, but you never know. I mean, there's always Princess Leia in the slave bikini, right?
I got to tell you, we've gone a long ways out of our way to steer clear of people with no game. We don't want people with no game.
True.
We want people who have game that are up for everything to get on the boat and, you know, meet.
Well, maybe Jeff will get lucky, and then he'll have confidence, and then he'll have
games. We're thinking maybe this can turn his entire life around.
It absolutely
could. Wow. We're doing him a solid, then, because he is not the kind of guy we ordinarily bring on the boat. You're right. Somebody that we got to train.
Right.
All right, Jeff, we're going to bring you up on the ship, and we're going to introduce you to everybody.
Okay,
we're going to point
now,
you out as the virgin.
We're going to put a V on your chest.
Yeah, red V.
That's a great idea. Now, is it possible, Lisa, maybe you can answer this, are there some women who would enjoy the opportunity to be Jeff's first, do you think? Or do people like to steer clear of the virgins?
We had this discussion not too long ago, and I was kind of, because I did that once, and I didn't think that was a great plan.
Right.
But many women emailed me and said, are you kidding? It's the
best. They love it?
Best.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeff,
so
you owe
Jeff
us.
Has... He has a chance.
All right, we have two pair of tickets. Jeff, you got to help us pick somebody. We have Jen, 22 years old, from North Hills. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
See here that you're half Chinese, half Cuban.
That's right.
Sounds virtually perfect. I don't mind telling you.
Sound like half a person? You sound like you're about 4 feet tall?
She sounds like she's on helium.
Yes. Tell us about yourself, Jen. How come Jeff needs to let you on the boat?
He should let me on the boat because I'm really fun. I care about people. And, I mean, hold Chinese-Cuban thing, I mean, that says that I'm hot and that I am have the brains of the kid that you would cheat off of in math class.
That's not fair. You can't be hot and have the brains.
And she can salsa.
That's right. She can do it all.
It's bogus.
Is it a burn to know that there's a virgin that could be deciding whether you get to go to a party or not, Jen? Doesn't that hurt a little bit?
Not really, because it sounds like I mean, I have a nerdy side to myself, too, and it sounds like he kind of has, like, you know, Chewbacca thing and maybe things like that that seem kind of interesting. So I think I have more of a chance given that I'm smart.
And the sucking up begins.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. You heard a little bit from Jen, Jeff the Virgin. Anything you want to ask her before we put her on hold? And then at the end, you'll get to decide who goes.
What
do you think he's going to have to say to her, Bean?
I want to hear what kind of game he's got.
He said he's got none! God.
So you don't want to ask Jeff for any questions?
What's your favorite movie at the time right now?
Back to the Future.
What?
What is Asian chicks in old movies?
Back to the Future?
Back to the Future is my favorite movie since I was a kid. It's funny, it's fun, but it's a big deal. My Facebook profile.
Okay, you hold
all
on.
All right, thank you. Yeah, they may be a love connection after all.
Wow. Let's just hook them up and leave them off our boat.
That's a great idea.
Ashley, 23, Corona, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
You look at it as a positive that Jeff's a virgin?
Well, considering I am myself too, yeah, I guess.
What is going on here?
We're dumbfounded.
I don't know what to say.
I didn't know
there could ever be two listening at the same time, though. That's what's weird. Like, this is a rip in the space-time continuum.
It says you just graduated, you love working with kids, and you like snowboarding.
Yes.
Are you a virgin out of choice? Religion? Necessity?
Well, of course,
what?
Choice. Yeah.
I guess it's a little bit of that. My parents have a big influence on that whole thing. But I don't know. Also, it's just because every guy I meet so far has been a douche and, you know, not willing to...
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
So.
But your mom and dad aren't going to be like swimming alongside the boat to keep an eye on you, are they?
No, not right. at all. They don't care.
All right.
You work with kids. You enjoy that. You like snowboarding. Anything else that would make you, as a party guest, that would make you invaluable to have there with us tonight?
Well, I went to school in Long Beach, so I definitely know, you know, all the hot spots in Long Beach afterward if, you know, things ended up getting a little bit better.
Okay.
Very nice.
I understand. I got you. Thank you, Ashley. All right, so we talked to Jen first, then we talked to Ashley, and Jeff the Virgin is online. He's going to help us decide. Let's try Danielle in Garden Grove talking about the Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder tonight, the Kevin Bean Singles Party. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Danielle doesn't have a lot going on. She's a lifeguard and a swim teacher and looks like Pamela Anderson.
Hey, I have bleached blonde hair. I'm about 5'2", and I've got boobs and a butt to match.
We have no further questions, Your Honor. The defense rests.
Exactly. You need me there.
Now, what does the sound of Jeff the Virgin do for you?
I think it's a challenge, definitely. I'm an experienced girl, so I can definitely
challenge.
Help him out.
How much challenging is it? If you say yes, he's in.
And then he's right back out again.
Hold on. Hey!
That's an excellent point, Lisa. I wish we were allowed to say things like that on the air anymore. We're going to spend some time with Jeff tonight. We definitely got to steer him away from comics, baseball, and Chewbacca as he's approaching these women to talk to. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. You guys are just going on and on about this.
Yeah, well.
Jeff.
We're actually doing a radio show, so sometimes we talk.
Slapping your gums.
Sorry if we woke you, Jeff. Yes, go ahead.
I got my life in order. I got a job. You know, I know where I want to go.
I know where you want to go, too.
Yeah, but you're doing everything you can to stand in the way of that, dude. We're trying to help you here. All right, not so much from you, Jeff. Let's go to Olivia in Baldwin Park. Now, again, this could be a possible love match because Olivia says, hey, I'm a bowler.
Is that what you lead with, Olivia?
Sorry, guys. I am a bowler Thursday night. That was last night.
You're a bowler.
We've got a guy for you.
What's your high score, Olivia?
My highest score last night was 168, but I won Sweet Fast Year of Vegas, so go me.
You won
go
sweeps?
Me.
Did you say go me?
Yes, you
about
did.
About bowling. You were talking about bowling, and you said go me.
Yes.
All right.
I'm the best thing that's happened to the league, let me tell you.
Wow.
This is the greatest lineup of callers we've ever had, by the way.
I know, it's a great
They're
group,
all
isn't
going
it?
To steerage in the bottom of the boat like the Titanic.
I know.
All right, squeeze them all.
We got the bowlers, the virgins. It's awesome.
Let me ask Olivia why you told our phone screener that you have not had sex in 4 months. What's going on there? Is this typical for you, or is this an unusually long dry spell, or what's the story?
Let me answer. Bowler.
Well.
Yeah, it's been a very long dry spell. Actually, apparently the only time I can get laid is after K-Rock events, because it was the last two times were after microbrew. So.
Hey, that's a lot of that's a lot of pressure to put on us, Olivia.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, it's been 4 months. It's pretty good deal if I need someone.
All right.
All right. Thank you for the call. Hang on. Are we out of time? Is that all we can talk
That's
to?
That's all we have time.
Yeah. Okay, you want to recap then maybe for Jeff and see who he likes?
And then cut Jeff out?
No.
No. Let him
out. I'm here to give Jeff a little love.
I agree, Ralph.
Because
yeah, Ralph. Woohoo!
I'm on your side, Jeff, because I collect comic books. I'm a bit of a sci-fi fan. I've got that side to me. But it's not over for Jeff. He can still turn this around and still, you know, become quite the ladies' man.
I will see after tonight. We'll see.
I'll be there to mentor Jeff.
If he doesn't play tonight, though, I mean, he really should just end it.
Ralph can be my Jedi Master.
That's right, young Padawan.
All right, easy.
You got it.
All right, Jen, 22, North Hills, half Chinese, half Cuban. Ashley, just graduated, works with kids, likes snowboarding. Danielle, lifeguard, swim teacher, looks like Pam Anderson. Olivia, bowler.
All right, you can choose two of those ladies. Who do you think you want to join on the party tonight, Jeff?
I can't invite them all.
No,
well, we don't have enough tickets.
Well, I like the bowler, but the only bowling I really do right now is the Wii bowling, so I'm not out in the lanes. So sorry about that, Olivia.
Okay, so because you bowl on the Wii system, you're saying no to her.
Actual bowling is so 20th century.
Just clarifying.
It's all virtual now.
You hold that little white remote. It's a whole different thing. All right, who else? Danielle, lifeguard, swim teacher? Ashley or Jen?
I like the swimmer.
Yes.
Because my sister's a swimmer, so...
we don't really need the whole reason.
Are you still vouching for this guy, Ralph?
Jeff, you really shouldn't be looking at women you want to have sex with and thinking of your sister at the same time. They'll put you at cross purposes.
Okay, Danielle is in. Now you got to choose between the half Chinese, half Cuban Jen or the virgin Ashley likes snowboarding and kids.
Well, can I choose them both?
No! What is wrong with you?
You said I get to pick two people.
Two.
You already picked the lifeguard.
You picked Pam Anderson lookalike. That's one.
Okay, so she's going. So now between.
Oh no, that was. I take that back. I like the first two.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so
I'm gonna punch you.
You like the half Chinese, half Cuban girl, and the virgin.
Who's standing up for him now?
I am.
I'm trying
to help him through.
I say we give away three pairs to girls and cut him right out of the equation.
Kevin!
Come on!
Too much pressure. I can't take it anymore.
Too much pressure.
All right, here's what I'm going to tell you guys.
Be strong, you must.
This just in from Super Horror. Alex says we do have an extra pair of girl tickets. We can give all three of those girls, Jen, Ashley, and Danielle, in and still invite Jeff.
Okay, so just not the bowler.
Just apparently the bowler's here.
Everyone we talk to, the bowler, out.
But the half-breed, the virgin,
yes,
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
They're all in.
Okay.
And Jeff, the History Channel guy.
Now, Jeff, you need to introduce yourself tonight, and we will put a virgin sign on your chest.
We will
work with you tonight. There's going to be somebody there who wants a virgin, Ralph.
It's the Scarlet V that they wear.
Bean's going to help a virgin, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the nearsighted leading the blind.
We will work with you tonight, Jeff. Bring a single guy friend. We'll see you on the boat, all right?
You got it.
All right.
Training wheels off.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bring a condom.
If I see you standing along the side of the boat not talking to people, though, Jeff, I am going to throw you over.
You got it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Time for your phone calls. As usual, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Seen the photo spread in W Magazine of Posh and Bex? Have you guys seen that yet?
Nope.
Yeah,
yes,
they are
I
starting
have.
their full-on assault on the U.S. media. We're going to be hearing a lot about the Beckhams in the years to come here as he gets ready to head to Los Angeles to play for the Galaxy. And speaking of the Galaxy, the World Series of Football is happening starting Tuesday at the Home Depot Center. You get two great games representing four great countries. You got the Galaxy versus Tigres. You got Sawan Blue Wings versus Chelsea FC. You get tickets to all those games. Go to thegalaxy.com for more information if you want to join the crowd and be there in person to see some world-class soccer.
John in Beverly Hills, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Mean, what to do, baby?
What to do?
What to do?
I got a question. I know you guys got a lot of Transformers questions, but I just saw the movie, and I don't know if you noticed, the cube turns the Escalade and that soda machine into bad Transformers. Where the hell did they go? All of a sudden disappeared. They didn't get killed off. I'm wondering if that maybe is the connection to the second movie.
Oh, interesting. Maybe there's a sequel based on those. Well, I'm glad you asked. You called the right show. Optimus Prime, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here in the studio.
Yes, welcome.
Good morning, OP.
Thank you very much. I am Optimus Prime. Yes, you're absolutely right. In the sequel, the Autobots take on a freaking soda machine. It's going to be awesome.
Ralph, we can hear your voice louder than the Optimus Prime voice.
There you go.
That's better.
Yeah, a little adjustment on the mask.
Much better.
There you go.
In the future, we will battle soda machines and iPods.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Optimus. That was very good.
You done that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I am Optimus Prime.
Pretty sure. Thank you.
Let's go to Steve in Huntington Beach, who has a complaint on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I think I'm right there with him.
What are you talking about? I'm the only one that was fighting for this.
You guys, we got to have a serious talk here. I think you guys self-destructing. You have the Britney Spears syndrome. You guys are just out of your mind here.
Because?
You guys are letting this total douchebag onto the show. I mean, the booty cruise thing.
Jeff the Virgin, who we had 45 minutes ago. And I tried to let him go about three different times. These guys wouldn't let me.
Look, once in a while, we have to do a little charity. Once in a while.
Let me make
Jeff,
a comment really quickly.
Are you planning on doing the charity? Are you doing the charity?
I'm in a book full of women, and there will be some who like virgins.
We need a wide range of listeners that represent all of our audience.
Yeah.
So one virgin on the boat is not going to kill anybody.
Like a jury.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. You guys interviewed one of the girls, and she said that she is a virgin because she met too many douches, and she's just not ready to give it up. This guy's a total douche. This guy's a weenie.
I'm with you, Steve.
I didn't get total douche.
You're right.
From him.
We were wrong.
I didn't get total douche either.
Uh-uh.
Look, I'd rather him than some arrogant a-hole who comes on and thinks he's God's gift.
Well, no, I'm not God's gift. Trust me, but I know this guy's going to be standing in the corner, and he's not going to be talking to anybody.
We'll let you know. We're going to keep an eye on him. We're pointing him out to the women first thing.
And let
them
and look by the way,
I think it's going to be the opposite. I think he's going to be a freaking magnet because all the girls are going to say, oh, how cute. This is the virgin. They're going to want to talk to him all night.
Come on now, Ralph. Look, if there's a woman that you're talking to and you find out she's a virgin, the first thing in your mind is, oh, man, I kind of want to get away from her because she doesn't know what she's doing. She's going to be a total dragon bed, blah, blah, blah.
Look, Steve, I'm telling you, I got emails from women who dig virgins.
Yeah, women don't think like we
very,
do.
Very ugly, and they're probably virgins themselves.
Whatever, if it works for Steve.
All right, thank you, Steve.
All right, thank you for the call.
When I meet a virgin, I'm like, a fresh snowbank for me to put my snowshoes in. First time has been tread upon. You know what I'm saying?
There is one update in case Jeff the Virgin is listening. It's not Long Beach Harbor anymore. It's Ensenada. We're actually taking off at Ensenada.
No, that's
at 9. Ensenada at 9 is where the boat's leaving.
It's Rainbow Harbor.
No. It was Long Beach. It was going to be Long Beach. Now it's
Rainbow
Ensenada.
Harbor.
Speaking of the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, we have Kimberly on the line from Fullerton. Kimberly, tell us where you met your husband.
I met him on Booty Cruise number 1 in 2000.
Wow.
No way.
Yes.
She and married
you told, a... us to, you told us to call back when we got divorced. Well, we're still married, so.
You guys met for the first time on our first booty cruise.
Yes, in Newport Harbor.
How about that?
Wow, that's awesome.
And what do you remember about that night?
I don't really remember him. I met him for like 10 seconds.
I didn't see him
again for the rest of the night.
Okay, but you gave him your phone number or something?
Yes, I gave him my phone number and he called me.
How about that?
And then we started talking and we went on a couple dates and I knew after like pretty much the first day that he was the one.
Wow.
Now, do you remember any of the other guys there at the party that night? I mean, did you have a good time at the booty cruise?
I had an amazing time. I had a couple of dates with some of the guys I met there at the booty cruise. Yeah, I had a great time.
This year we've added an after party to it, by the way, Kimberly. We're going out on the cruise, then we're going to come back and go to the Mai Tai bar and have an after party.
Oh, can I upgrade? You can have my husband back.
You want to trade him in?
It's a good idea. No, hey, 7 years later, you know, why not? That's fair.
He's about due. He's outlived his usefulness. All right, Kimberly, thank you for the call. I can't believe they actually got married and are still together.
That's great. Well, that's a good call to go out on. I know Gil's on the line, but I'm sorry. We just...
sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, so unfortunately, we're not going to get to homeless, jobless, toothless Gil.
But what about...
I know, but what are we going to... Well...
The thing with the...
With Dave?
Yeah, we got to talk to this. We got it.
Okay. All right.
Dave?
Hello?
All right, Dave is on the line. Dave says that he... Suge Knight was at the ESPYs. This was recorded Wednesday night. And you were there, Dave?
Yeah, I was up the third level party, which was...
Boy, that last call was sure good, wasn't it?
But I thought, any guy who's going to get in a fight with Suge Knight, wouldn't you think that guy would be a firecracker? You don't think you're going to get passive Dave.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, what happened, dude?
Well, I got a bunch of great photos throughout the day with people like LeBron and Greg Oden and Kevin Durant and Maria Sharapova.
Right.
And then I thought, there's Paris Hilton, and her friend offered to take a picture. So she took the picture, and she was hanging out with Shook Knight.
Is this the Irish coach that Jimmy was talking about earlier?
Yeah.
So you're the one who took the photograph, and one of Shug's bodyguards took your memory card.
Well, he said delete the picture.
That's right.
I said, fair enough, let's delete the picture and give me the camera back. But he took the memory card out of the camera and took off.
Right. And we're here to tell you that let it go. You don't know. You may not know a lot about Shug Knight. We're just here to tell you, let it go.
Yeah, it's not fair and it's not right and you deserve better, but let it go.
Just because he goes around with
four
300-pound black
Yes.
Look, and they also carry 2-pound guns. More importantly.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing, Dave. Shug is not afraid to break, to go on a parole violation and go back to jail. I mean, he's done it repeatedly. He'll do it for you. He'll do it to get your head. Seriously.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Yeah, he gets a pass. I'm sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Dave. Thank you for the call, though. I don't know what to tell you.
No. Help me.
No. Are you crazy?
We want to live.
I just want my memory card back.
I just want to see next week, Dave.
you need to go to a camera store and tell them what kind of memory card you need and buy a brand new one with new non-Shug memories. All right, good luck to you, Dave.
All right, thank you, Dave. Wow,
that is that's I don't know how to explain to him that he's
that guy does not know how much danger he was in.
Yeah, when we say Shug Knight, you think British Army. Translated into something the Irish can understand.
Okay, exactly.
You think Pub Bomber in Belfast, okay?
Speaking of ESPYs, they are Sunday night at 9 on ESPN. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel, thank him for joining us on the program today. He'll be hosting the thing along with LeBron James. Also, Jimmy's got a great show tonight. Maroon 5 is the musical guest, and Bear Grylls from Man vs. Wild is his On the Couch guest. That's tonight, just after midnight on ABC Channel 7. Also, thanks to motocross legend Brian Deegan for joining us. He's going to be involved in the Scarred Live special. Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach is the host. It's going to be 3 big hours live on MTV at 2 o'clock. He's going to be attempting that backflip that made him so famous at the X Games. Live on MTV, you can be there in person at the Chula Vista Skate Park at the Boys and Girls Club, 1301 Oleander Avenue in Chula Vista. He recommends you get down there by 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Tonight is the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, and we will have all the details and a recap for you on Monday morning. We also have K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Some more details on a new one of those. Okay. And we're going to have a new breakfast. And I can't tell you who it's with, but it rhymes with Linkin Park.
That's
you, Bean.
Rhyme at all. It doesn't. That's not a... It does.
It's an exact rhyme. Yes, Optimus Prime.
Push
it. Push you got to hit the button, Ralph.
Push it.
Hold on a second.
Push it.
Check. Well, there we go.
Okay.
It's time to sing the song.
That's what I was waiting for. There you go. It's KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Sing it if you know it, Optimus Prime.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Got mad skills, doesn't he?
Roll another one, just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another
hit. Right. Sounds like it. Cat Corbett's up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. How about Tool? How about Army of Me and their new one? Got Linkin Park, Weezer, Pearl Jam, and more next on K-Rock.
Roll.
That sounds awful.
Just like the other one. This one seems to go.
Cut, print, gay.
Bye. Okay, bye. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
Man, this whole week's been terrible. I haven't felt this bad since Cheeky died. Man, I miss that monkey.
All right, stop that. That's just ridiculous. Cut that. Enough of that. Boo. Get out. Get out of the DJ booth. That's enough.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.